Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. President Trump giving no indication that he'll extend tonight's Iran deadline. Either the Iranian regime agrees to reopen the Strait of Hormuz, or the U.S. will destroy key infrastructure, bridges, power plants, and such. Iran's president claims that 14 million Iranians have volunteered to sacrifice their lives in the war. And one more look back at that dramatic rescue of two American military pilots in Iran.
U.S. forces rescued the pilot within hours of the F-15 fighter jet going down, but it took nearly 2 days to rescue the second aviator in a daring operation. CIA Director John Ratcliffe.
We deployed both human assets and exquisite technologies that no other intelligence service in the world possesses.
He said the search and rescue operation was comparable to hunting for a single grain of sand in the middle of the desert. And President Trump was impressed.
Pretty amazing.
Greg Clugston, Washington.
The president spoke with the Artemis II astronauts after their history-making journey around the far side of the moon. Crew member Christina Cook telling the president,
one of the biggest highlights was coming back from the far side of the moon and having the first glimpses of planet Earth again after being out of communication for about 45 minutes. It really just reminds you what a special place we have and how important it is for our nation to lead and not follow in exploring deep space.
The crew now on its way back home, due back on Friday, splashdown off the coast of San Diego. Cuba's communist dictatorship gets moral support from a couple of Democrat lawmakers. They visited the island denouncing what they call failed U.S. policy. The two Democrats, Washington State's Pramila Jayapal and Jonathan Jackson of Illinois. Watching Wall Street this morning, stock futures higher so far. The Dow futures up 122 points. More on these stories, townhall.com.
Now in movie theaters from Sight and Sound Films.
George Whitfield has arrived to awaken the colonies.
One man was led by faith.
Arise! Come forth!
The other was a man of reason.
I am just the lightning rod. And who is the saucepan?
Why the sun rise?
In movie theaters nationwide, an unlikely friendship shaped a nation.
One candle illuminates a thousand.
A great awakening. Now playing in theaters. Rated PG-13.
Hi, Rhett Rasmussen of BestHotGrill.com. Step up your grilling game with our Solaire Portable Infrared Grills. Our Compact Everywhere is a favorite of RVers and trailer pullers. Solaire Infrared provides the quick sear for bar marks and texture needed to properly finish sous vide. Use a portable alongside your larger conventional grill to create an instant sear zone and more juicy and flavorful food. Learn more at BestHotGrill.com. Affordable, powerful, portable infrared grills at BestHotGrill.com.
Good morning. You're on Casey and Company. It's 6:03. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Good start for the Beltway this morning. Nothing major along 695. We're actually clear right now. No delays under 5 minutes with the heavier traffic, but with the lanes open at both the Harbor Tunnels. Oliver County, northeast of the Beltway, has a wreck. Local traffic, Maglett Road at Northwind Road. And there's a wreck in the traffic circle in Howard County as you're getting out towards Maple Lawn at Johns Hopkins Road, right at the ramp area at Route 29. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. We are tracking temperatures that are chilly for your Tuesday morning. Heading toward the afternoon, sunny and breezy with highs only in the 50s. We'll be cold Wednesday morning and staying in the 50s Wednesday afternoon. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
45 degrees in White Marsh and 45 in Joppatown. At 6:04, here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. Survivors of church sex abuse are calling on the Archdiocese of Baltimore to accept a proposed reorganization plan that would allow for the settlement of some claims. According to WJZ-TV, the Hartford Insurance settlement of $100 million would only be provided after the Archdiocese decides on a bankruptcy reorganization plan. The Archdiocese of Baltimore filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy in September of 2023, before Maryland's Child Victims Act eliminated the statute of limitations for civil lawsuits related to child sexual abuse. And Brandon Scott has released a statement following Thursday's police-involved shooting in the 1700 block of Pennsylvania Avenue. The mayor says the city is fully cooperating with the investigation and the police Police Department will follow all internal investigation protocols. No officers were injured in the incident, and the 35-year-old victim is in critical but stable condition. Last night's winning Maryland Lottery pick 3 was 259, the pick 4, 5925. It's 6:05 on Casey and Company. Stein on Sports coming up next.
Tough men on things are better. They are the talk of the town. They come in all styles and colors with the best guarantee around. Always remember Huffman. Call them any time of the day. 685-5687. Call John today. Our new address is 5113 Blair Road. We have the same phone number, 685-5687. Call us today for your new canvas or aluminum awnings. We will be awaiting your call. Thank you.
Huffman Awning Company, 5113 Bel Air Road. Call 410-685-5687. Huffman Awning Company, 410-685-5687. 410-685-5687. Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 605 Sports is brought to you by the Comfort Guys. That's Farnan and Dermer, keeping your home warm all winter long. The Birds were in Chicago last night. Speaking of warm, it was not that in Chicago, but they benefited from the long ball.
Ooh. Oh, that ball is shot. Will it stay fair? Better it.
Yes.
Will. Right inside the pole. A ringing shot. Into the Chicago night for Gunnar Henderson.
Kevin Brown had the call on Masson. That was a shot by Gunnar last night, his third of the season, coming in the sixth, and it proved to be the difference in a 2-1 win over the White Sox, snapping Baltimore's losing streak at 3. Brandon Young, called up from the minors for the start last night, delivered 5 innings of shutout ball. Manager Albernaz after the game.
He set that big for us to give us 5 innings. Not giving up any runs was huge. He went right up to his pitch count as well. So, no, it worked out great. He threw the ball well for us.
Now, there's a game time change today. First pitch will be at 3:10 this afternoon because of snow on its way to Chicago tonight. Meanwhile, move over Fab 5. There's another NCAA men's champion in Ann Arbor. Ryan Eagle had the call on CBS. The Wolverines win their first national championship since 1989, 69-63 over UConn, denying the Huskies their third title in the last 4 years. Coming up in 30 minutes, Lamar Jackson enters the castle. And that is Stein on Sports.
Gary Stein here. For dependable heating and air conditioning in Baltimore, I trust Farnan and Dermer, keeping homes comfortable for 125 years. When your system breaks down, no matter what the season, they offer same-day service. Most companies can't do. If you're thinking about upgrading, get interest-free financing for up to 60 months on select systems, plus BGE rebates up to $3,000 on high-efficiency units. Tell them Gary sent you, and get an AC tune-up for only $99. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys, and they're my guys.
From Dundalk to the boardwalk, from Pikesville to Parkville, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Casey and Company starts now on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harper County. The right choice for Maryland.
I just got 3 things to say. God bless our troops. God bless America. And gentlemen, start your engine!
Top of the morning and welcome back. This is Casey and Company, Talk Radio 680 WCBM 99.9 FM in Hartford County. The right choice for Maryland. It is a Tuesday, April the 7th. 2026. I'm Sean Casey, and welcome back. Hope you had a wonderful Easter holiday. Thanks to Jeff McDonald and the crew for holding down the fort yesterday. Coming up on the program today, Maryland faces a $60 billion in child sex abuse claims. Where are we going to get the money? As we're already, I think, remember, our budget's $71 billion. That's almost the entire budget of the state of Maryland. It is D-Day for Iran, where the murder mullahs blink or not. They have until 8 o'clock this evening. But a top story here today is just an incredible Easter miracle. The combat search and rescue of two downed airmen in Iran. And, of course, one that did get out on an A-10 in the, and had a ditch in the Persian Gulf. But I want to preface my remarks by saying this. Now, let's go back, flashback, shall we, to Bill Clinton, who abandoned our American troops in Black Hawk Down in Somalia. And I want you to remember that Barack Hussein Obama abandoned the four individuals in Benghazi in Libya. Joe Biden abandoned 13 U.S. soldiers at Abbey Gate in Afghanistan. President Trump moved mountains to rescue one American that was hiding in a crevice on a mountainside in southwestern Iran, sending hundreds of special operators, planes, assets, you name it, to rescue this man. And yet, it almost was blown completely out of the water by some member of the American media who decided to leak the story that there was one soldier still missing in that downed aircraft. And President Trump is serious about finding and identifying that leaker and sending him or her to jail.
As you probably know, we didn't talk about the first one for an hour. Then somebody leaked something, which will hopefully find that leaker. We're looking very hard to find that leaker. And talked about there's somebody missing. They basically said that we have one and there's somebody missing. Well, they didn't know there was somebody missing until this leaker gave the information. So whoever it was, we think we'll be able to find it out because we're going to go to the media company that released it. And we're going to say, national security, give it up or go to jail. And we know who, and you know who we're talking about. Because some things you can't do. Because when they did that, all of a sudden, the entire country of Iran knew that there was a pilot that was somewhere on their land that was fighting for his life. And it also made it much more difficult for the pilots and for the people going in to search for him. All of a sudden, they know that there's somebody out there. They see all these planes coming in. It became a much more difficult operation. Because a leaker leaked that we have one, we've rescued one, but there's another one out there that we're trying to get. So actually, the country, Iran, put out a major notice, you all saw it, offering a very big award for anybody that captures the pilot. So in addition to a hostile, very talented, very good, very evil military, we had millions of people trying to get an award. So when you add that to it, but we have to find that leaker because that's a sick person. Probably didn't realize the extent of how bad it was. I can't imagine that the person did. But we're going to find out. It's national security. And the person that did the story will go to jail if he doesn't say. And that doesn't last long. And I think everybody would understand that they put this mission at great risk.
Now, it could have been catastrophic failure because of that leak. There have been names that have surfaced online on X. I'm not going to repeat them because there's no confirmation as of yet. CBS was the first network to report that there was a missing airman. So, but the question is, we don't know. Somebody within the administration leaked that to a media outlet, and they do need to be held accountable. 613, traffic and weather on the threes. Now with the update, here is the king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker. Morning, Chuck.
Morning, and we're down towards Annapolis right now. Three lanes westbound to eastbound as you're traveling at the Bay Bridge. And right now we're just changing the camera, coming over towards Ritchie Highway and the Severn River Bridge, and the lanes continue clear there. The early backups, not bad at all. I-97 this time of the morning is clear up at the hill at Route 32. If you're out early in Howard County at Maple Lawn, there was a wreck at the traffic circle on Johns Hopkins Road right before you get to the ramp at Route 29. So you may still have some flashing lights there. Both the tunnels good to go. Very minor buildups just beginning for the traffic on 895 at the Old Harbor Tunnel. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And your Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, going to be a sunny and breezy day today with highs in the low 50s. Tomorrow, also very cool, temperatures not leaving the 50s. The big warm-up starts by the end of the week and as we head into the weekend. So take a look, just be on the lookout for that. Right now, 44 in downtown Baltimore. Time for some one-liner news. Astronauts aboard Artemis II now have traveled farther from our planet than any other Earthlings in history, breaking the distance record of 248,655 miles set by Apollo 13. Wow. How about that? And yes, they did see the dark side of the moon. They said the moon looked brown.
Yeah, brown, green.
Also, maybe inside the capital, a capsule because of the toilet issues.
I was going to get that first.
That they're having. Maggie, you may want to set up your space plunger.
I was going to say it's going to float around. I mean, just the logistics, I just can't imagine. Oh, man.
Well, the apparently the number
Even for
one.
Me, that's harsh.
The number one was getting frozen in the line, so they had to rotate the capsule so the sun. Serious. So the sun could melt the number one and they could release it. Who would have thought? They'd have all this high tech stuff, it'd be the toilet that they're having issues with.
Open the door and
Houston,
let it out.
We have a problem. Not you.
Passenger aboard Caribbean Airlines flight traveling from Jamaica to New York gave birth to a baby just moments before the flight landed. Well, you want to bet they get a bill for a one-way ticket?
Oh, sure.
You know?
That's Did you see what the controller said?
No.
Said the baby should be named Kennedy, because that's where they were landing.
Oh, right. Kennedy JFK.
Mm-hmm.
New study out of Great Britain shows that married couples who undergo rapid weight loss via GLP-1 drugs are twice as likely to get divorced.
GLP-1 couples are most likely to get divorced?
Yes, because they both get skinny.
And then they think they're hot and they go mess around.
And then they get skinny. They get skinny, then they get skinny. There's a fat chance of staying together, that's for sure.
Stay fat!
That's enough.
Stay.
We'll see you, folks. Good night.
New health study says that playing tennis can add 10 years to your life.
That's a big racket.
Yeah. Right. You might live to be 90, but your elbow feels like it's 130.
And your knees.
Exactly.
And now that you said that, I just thought of the two guys playing tennis at the nudist resort that we saw in the helicopter down here that day. That was not good.
Right. Believe it or not, Maggie, there's a new study of flatus looking into which gender smells the worst, women or men. It's sort of a tie.
Why are you looking at her?
Apparently.
Yeah, why?
Women are worse. Women are worse.
I knew that was coming.
But men break wind in greater volume. So technically it's a wash. Seriously. I'm not pulling your finger on this one.
I did that at all.
I mean your leg.
But how come it's always the women? We're more foul in like every...
I'm not going to say a word. So you're going to... You're going to hang yourself, paint yourself right into the corner on that one. Everybody have a good holiday.
You did, thank you.
Yeah, thanks to Jeff McDonald yesterday for sitting in. For Julie was here sitting in for you on the news. Kristen was holding down the fort as well, and Chuck was here. Chuck was off on Friday.
Yes.
All right, so you have a good time?
Yeah. It's, relatives in town. Some more relatives coming this weekend.
Okay.
Did you get hit by any iguanas? Isn't that what's going on right now? The iguanas are falling out of the trees? Well you're not getting the cold.
That's when it was cold.
That would suck.
90 degrees in Miami now.
Yeah.
I don't even want to hear that.
Sorry.
Yeah. And we're going to get cold here for a couple days, and then things will warm up for the weekend.
Yeah, but how long does the warmth last?
Yeah, well.
I'm tired of the roller coaster ride. Let's stay on.
I think by May we'll be all right. We'll see. Hopefully. Keep our fingers crossed. All right, Chuck, see you in a couple. Appreciate that. You can join us here 410-922-6680. Seriously, what should the punishment be for somebody, and we don't know who, somebody within the Trump administration actually leaked the details to a news network? We don't know which one. We said CBS was the first to report. That doesn't mean necessarily that others, but I've seen other names out there. What should the punishment be? For somebody that actually, the leaker, you can't hold the news people accountable. Now, the only thing you can do to the news people is you can put them in jail if they don't reveal their source, and most of them are not going to reveal their sources, so we'll probably have one of those situations where they're going to have to go to jail for a little bit, and then, of course, some judge will overrule Trump and release it, and so, but actually, what should the punishment for the leaker be? All right, that's the question here today, because we've got to stop this, because seriously, not only could that downed airman, the weapons system officer, he could have died. He was already injured badly. He was bleeding from his injuries, climbed up 7,000 feet into the mountains so that he could hide from the locals and others that were after him. But at the end of the day, we'll have more on this operation here in just a second, but hundreds of SEALs, Delta, Rangers, you name it. Special operators went in. We lost two planes on the ground because they got stuck. So we had to bring in three more planes, and then we had to blow the other ones up so that our technology wouldn't. So seriously, though, you could have had hundreds of people. It could have been like Operation Eagle Claw. Remember that? Maybe you don't. When Jimmy Carter sent all those helicopters in to rescue the hostages in Iran, and we had, I think, six Americans die in that catastrophe. So no casualties. Nobody died. But that's not because... It's just because of the professionalism and the precision of the American military. But somebody tried to foul the whole thing up in an effort to try to get this leak out to the media. What should their punishment be? Call us, let us know. 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. Rescue Natural Supplements, when we remind you that Rescue Orosine is the supplement of choice when you're looking for that sustainable all-day energy. It's also very healthy for helping to regulate blood pressure. It's heart healthy. It was developed by cardiologist Dr. Jeffrey Shapiro. And if you want to give up the caffeine and the energy drinks and that temporary boost of energy and then followed by that crash and you do it all over again, then Rescue Orosine should be part of your daily regimen. Right now you can buy one, get one free. Use the coupon code MyEnergy, MyEnergy, when you call 1-800-26-ALIVE or log online at res-q.com.
The Great Scale Model Train Show is here this Saturday and Sunday at the Timonium Fairgrounds. Purchase actual working railroad signals and traffic lights and take advantage of free clinics and white elephant tables where you can sell your items. And skip the lines by purchasing express entry tickets on our website at gsmts.com. Special family prices and kids under 16 are free with an adult. Let's go to the train show.
Lorian Harmony Hall opened a unique memory care program this year called Harmony Park. Lorian Harmony Park features an indoor setting that looks like an outdoor park space. It is a sensory neighborhood that is meant to offer wayfinding and other unique features to our residents to help them navigate their day. For more information, visit LorianAssistedLiving.com or call 410-531-6000.
File now with TurboTax on Intuit Credit Karma. They'll find every credit and deduction or your money back. File in the Credit Karma app.
The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM.
An incredible decision made by President Trump. Maybe there are a lot of people, a lot of assets in going by. And that of course, that's something that we talked about, General Kane did. We'll get to him in just a second. But having that will to survive because you know the American military is going to try to find you and going to try to get you out. And that is just incredible. That's truly leave no one behind. Not like the slogan that Governor Moore mouths. This one is an actual slogan that lives up to its word. 6:23 traffic and weather on the threes. Once again, the update. Here's the King, Chuck Whitaker.
Some brake lights a little heavier now. 895 southbound. You'll start to slow right around O'Donnell Street. That's typical for this time of the morning. 95, they have four lanes southbound, so the pace is still good right here at O'Donnell Street going into the Fort McHenry Tunnel. And then eventually down towards 95, Russell Street, 395. The big interchange is clear. Good start for the Beltway. We'll start to fill in now on the west side. Not quite jammed yet, but getting busy. Liberty Road down through Route 40. The BW Parkway is good. There is some slowing, as per usual. Capitol Beltway outer loop beginning now at New Hampshire Avenue and around towards the Mormon Temple into Montgomery County. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, sunny, breezy today. Highs will be in the low 50s tomorrow, pretty much the same. Cool temperatures not leaving the 50s. And then the big warm-up starts a little bit later on this weekend.
Again, we're talking here about what the punishment should be for the leaking. And this was a classified mission, okay? So it falls under the laws of classified information. If you're leaking classified information, the worst could be treason. And treason, in a time of war, although this is not a declared war, can lead to the death penalty. Now, I'm not saying or suggesting that the death penalty applies here, but I am suggesting we need to have some serious punishment for people that put the lives of our military at great risk, and that's exactly what happened here, and I agree with President Trump. This is a national security issue, and the leaker must be found and must be punished severely so that a message can be sent that nobody else will think about doing that ever again. Secretary of War Pete Hegseth compared what happened over the weekend to an Easter miracle.
When he was finally able to activate his emergency transponder, his first message was simple, and it was powerful. He sent a message, God is good.
God is good indeed. And General Kane, General Raisin Kane, said this was a very, very dangerous mission, but once again re-emphasized that we're never going to leave you behind.
This was an incredibly dangerous mission, an incredibly dangerous undertaking, but a filled promise made to every American warfighter that you will not be left behind. We will always come find you, and we will always bring you home.
And then, of course, the role of the CIA under Director John Ratcliffe was they also conducted this deception campaign to have the Iranians think that they had already we had already rescued our downed airman, and we were extracting him via land and trying to get him out through the waterways there, because he was just 200 miles deep inside of Iran, and they needed that to buy some time so we could get our other assets in for the real rescue mission.
CIA executed a deception campaign to confuse the Iranians, who were desperately hunting for our airmen. On Saturday morning, we achieved our primary objective by finding and providing confirmation that one of America's best and bravest was alive and concealed in a mountain crevice, still invisible to the enemy, but not to the CIA. That confirmation was relayed by Secretary Hegseth to the President, and the operation quickly moved to the execution phase. Following the successful exfiltration on Saturday night, our intelligence reflects that the Iranians were embarrassed and ultimately humiliated by the success of this audacious rescue mission.
And something else I was paying attention to, I watched the whole press conference yesterday. It was quite the press conference, including the questions and answers afterwards. And we'll talk about the Iran deadline coming up here tonight at 8 o'clock in just a second. But in this particular instance, President Trump said something that really caught my attention. He talked about that they have something. They have a piece of technology that they used, and he said they pushed one button. And when all the assets went in, they had neutralized everything that Iran had. Air defense systems, radar, you name it. Everything was neutralized with the press of one button. And again, I'm not aware of anything that they have. But obviously they've got a lot of weapons in their arsenal that I think most of us aren't really aware of. And I think that was a reference to it yesterday. And again, it's something, and I don't know if we need to know what it is. I don't want to know what it is. I'm not asking him to reveal it, but it was interesting that he did say it was one button and they were powerless to launch anything against. Now, small arms fire, absolutely, yeah, things of that nature. Shoulder-fired surface-to-air missiles, which I think is what took down the F-15 Strike Eagle in the first place. Yeah, that's still a threat. But any kind of radar or any system, even drones, the drones, if they had tried to launch them, did not work. So this is some kind of new piece of military equipment that we have at our disposal, and it was utilized to help guarantee the success of this rescue mission, this combat search and rescue mission. All right, coming up next, right after the 6:30 news, 8 o'clock tonight is the deadline. Iran now allegedly has rejected the so-called ceasefire proposal. We're now at a critical stage, and Pakistan is desperately trying to broker these peace talks. The president said the deal's still on the table if Iran wants to save their country, and Iran looks like they're going to go down in flames. So we'll see. We definitely want to make sure that peace is first and foremost. But right now, the murder mullahs are playing hardball. Don't forget the best of Casey and Company, available each and every day at WCBM.com on our Facebook Rumble pages. It's brought to you by the law offices of Michael A. Freeman. Time for news headlines with Maggie Hunter.
Thanks. Good morning. The Maryland House has passed a measure that limits automatic charging of juveniles as adults for certain offenses. The state Senate has already passed the Youth Charging Reform Act, and the measure now heads to Governor Moore. The measure would raise the age when juveniles could be tried as an adult for most crimes from 14 to 16 years old, but 14 and 15-year-olds would be sent directly to adult court for charges like first-degree murder or rape. Under the measure, 16-year-olds facing first-degree assault and some firearms offenses would remain in juvenile court. And Fox 45 reports that four people were injured after a machinery malfunction at McCormick & Company on Monday. Crews responded to the 11100 block of McCormick Road in Hunt Valley at around 2:15 on April 6th. According to Baltimore County Fire Department, four people have been injured, with one being listed as seriously injured and flown to shock trauma. Three others suffered non-life-threatening injuries. And survivors of church sex abuse are calling on the Archdiocese of Baltimore to accept a proposed reorganization plan that would allow for the settlement of some claims. According to WJZ-TV, the Hartford insurance settlement of $100 million would only be provided after the Archdiocese decides on a bankruptcy reorganization plan. The Archdiocese of Baltimore filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy in September of 2023, before Maryland's Child Victims Act eliminated the statute of limitations for civil lawsuits related to child sexual abuse. And the Baltimore City Police Department has identified the parties in last week's officer-involved shooting in the city's Upton neighborhood. Police say 35-year-old Tavon Newton was allegedly involved in an assault, and he fled when police approached him in the 1700 block of Pennsylvania Avenue. Officers attempted to take Newton into custody, but there was a physical struggle. 6:31 on Casey and Company. Coming up next, Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Gil Kuta is a registered representative with Aegis Capital in Timonium, Maryland. His opinions are his own. Please remember that this program is for informational purposes only. Investing involves risk, including loss of principal. Past performance is not indicative of future results. Listen to On the Money every Saturday at 1 with Gil Kuta, where he discusses general finance topics, including retirement, 401ks, IRAs, Social Security retirement, and other important financial matters. For more information, contact Gil Kuta at 410-230-1820. That's 410-230-1820. On the Money with Gil Kuta airs every Saturday at 1 on WCBM. This program is for educational purposes only and is not intended to provide investment advice. Consult your investment advisor before engaging in any securities transactions. On the Money with Gil Kuta, every Saturday at 1 p.m. on WCBM.
6:33 on Casey and Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
We're definitely getting some brake lights now going into the old Harbor Tunnel, and that backup is now back towards the Erdman Avenue ramp. Very slow going into the tunnel. There may have been a broken down vehicle there temporarily. Doesn't take much to hold us up. They're coming out of there on the south end to the toll plaza at Child Street, and I don't see anything on the shoulder through there, but it is definitely slow going in, so resulting delays now on 895 back towards the Erdman Avenue ramp. The west side outer loop delay is now in play, and you're there from 795 all the way down through the ramps at Frederick Road, and we pick up speed going down the hill towards I-95. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. We are tracking temperatures that are chilly for your Tuesday morning. Heading toward the afternoon, sunny and breezy with highs only in the 50s. We'll be cold Wednesday morning and staying in the 50s Wednesday afternoon. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Well, he wasn't overpowering, but he was extremely effective. Talking about right-hander Brandon Young, just called up and inserted into the rotation. Five scoreless last night, leading the Birds to a much-needed 2-1 win over the White Sox.
It was pretty cool. Again, just being back with the team. Just giving us a chance to win. I know obviously haven't been up, so seeing last series against Pitt and just trying to do my job and give the team a chance to win, it felt good. Yeah, it felt nice.
Young allowing just two hits and two walks, throwing 13 first-pitch strikes to the 18 batters he faced.
That's always been a focus every time I go out, get ahead, stay ahead. That's kind of the mantra. I just wanted to be consistently in zone when I come up here. I want to be the same guy. I want to be consistent.
Meanwhile, Gunnar Henderson with his third home run of the season. It was a solo shot in the sixth after striking out in his first two at-bats.
I finally kept my head still, so it helped me not strike out and actually see the ball, so that helped a little bit. Yeah, I was able to get one in a spot that I wanted to.
Birds and White Sox with a game time change today. The first pitch will be at 3:10 p.m. this afternoon with snow predicted for tonight in Chicago. Trevor Rogers takes the ball for Baltimore. Maybe it was the stench of an 8-9 season. Maybe it was the whiff of public opinion turning against him, but whatever it was, Lamar showed up in Owings Mills yesterday for the first day of the rest of his life as a Raven. His first day under new head coach Jesse Minter and offensive coordinator Declan Doyle, who made this comment about voluntary OTAs at his introductory press conference back in February.
If you want to say that you're going to win a championship, you want to say that you have championship standards and those are your goals and your expectations, certainly that's going to take work, that's going to take collaboration.
Baltimore is the first team in the NFL to be back in the building, as voluntary veteran minicamps can be held by teams with new coaches. These next 2 weeks are limited to strength and conditioning, meetings, and physical rehabilitation. Meanwhile, the Ravens making a move yesterday to shore up their special teams, signing punter Luke Elzinga, who was undrafted last year out of Oklahoma. Elzinga has never kicked in the National Football League. Men's college basketball crowned a new champion last night.
For the first time in 37 years, the Wolverines win the national title.
Iron Eagle had the call on CBS Michigan, 69-63 over UConn, ending the season 37-3, now placed alongside the Fab Five as NCAA men's basketball champions in Ann Arbor. The time now is 6:37. When we return, Lamar makes the right decision.
Maryland's current political leadership favors tampons in the boys' bathroom. Do you favor tampons in the boys' bathroom? Well, if you don't, maybe you ought to consider voting for me. Go to my website, BernieFlowers.com, and donate the cost of a cup of coffee. Help me change Maryland. I'm Bernie Flowers, and I'm running for Congress in Maryland's 3rd District. Go to my website and donate the cost of a cup of coffee. Help me change Maryland. I'm Bernie Flowers, and I approve this message.
Well, the gang's all here, Sean. Welcome back.
Thank you. Thank you. Nice to be back. Had a little day off. Had a great Easter Sunday, and with hosting everybody, and then, of course, with cleanup and everything afterwards. Didn't get to bed till real late, so thanks to Jeff and the entire crew and you and Kristen for holding down the fort yesterday.
Okay, well, it's good to have you back, and it's good to see Lamar and Owings Mills yesterday.
Yes, how about that? They apparently was listening to the show, because you were all over him.
All over it, yeah. And I think the court of public opinion had turned against Lamar. I'm not saying that's why he came in, but I do believe that, and that's a sign of good things. And so here's my point. Think about all the things that have happened to the Ravens since January of 2025. Okay, remember, that was when they were in Buffalo for the playoff game.
Right.
Mark Andrews dropped the 2-point conversion. Okay, so that, number one. Number two, then the Justin Tucker thing happened.
Right.
Then the season started. 1-5.
Yep.
8-9. The field goal missed by Tyler Loop.
Right.
Harbaugh gets fired.
Right.
Then everything, Katie barred the door.
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly.
All these things happen in, a 14-15-month period,
yeah.
And now all of a sudden we are in the new season, not technically yet, and Lamar does show up. So, a ray of sunshine, a ray of hope here, that Lamar kind of gets it, okay, and that he should be there, and if he wasn't going to be there, who was going to be there yesterday?
Yeah, no, that's great. That's great. And you think that maybe it's he'll have a new perspective. I'm guessing.
I hope so.
You know, he's got a new coach who wants to make sure he and they get off on the right foot together. And but at the end of the day, he still have to go out on the field and prove it with performance. So,
and we'll talk about the Orioles at 7:30.
Yeah, love to talk about the Orioles because our biggest concern was pitching, and sure enough, it has been pitching.
Yeah, it has. Right.
Thanks, Gary. 6:39, 21 minutes now before the hour of 7 o'clock. So today is D-Day. For Iran. Tonight at 8 o'clock, if they do not agree to a proposed ceasefire or deal that the, and by the way, it was all over the news yesterday that all sorts of, that the of Iran had proposed their own ceasefire and these other entities were coming in. President Trump laid that rumor to rest. He is the only one that's going to determine the you know, the fine print, the details of any ceasefire.
The only one that's going to set a ceasefire is me. I haven't set any ceasefire.
So you're not aboard.
But they will, they'd like to have a ceasefire because they're getting obliterated. So we'll see how they behave.
So the proposed deal by Woodcoff and Kushner and J.D. Vance was a two-phase deal. One, immediate ceasefire, reopening of the Strait of Hormuz. Two, 15 to 20 days of negotiations toward a broader peace deal. Well, Iran rejected that. And sent back their own 10-point proposal, which was laughable. But I think the biggest thing in their 10-point proposal, which was going to get an immediate rejection from the president, is that no restrictions. Now, this is item number six. No restrictions whatsoever on Iran's nuclear weapons programs. So that is that's a non-starter. That's not going to happen. And so the president says after 8 o'clock this evening, it's going to be bridge and power plant day.
We're giving them till tomorrow, 8 o'clock Eastern time. And after that, they're going to have no bridges. They're going to have no power plants.
Yeah, and so, of course, now that some idiot in the press conference yesterday, I think it was British, saying that, don't you know that's war crime, attacking civilian infrastructure, those are war crimes? Well, they weren't war crimes when Bush 41 did it in Iraq. And they weren't war crimes when Lyndon Baines Johnson did it in North Vietnam. So, look, you'd rather not have to do that, but the fact is those power plants and infrastructure can be rebuilt. And the thing you don't want to hit is any kind of civilian areas as far as, but now they're talking about human chains around that. So, we'll see what happens tonight at 8 o'clock. I would hope that they would now be serious, because President Trump gave them, he extended the deadline several times. They wanted a 7-day extension. He gave them a 10-day extension. They're out of extensions. Tonight at 8 o'clock, either they come to the negotiation or they don't. And to the criticism by the left and the media and even some swampy Republicans that President Trump doesn't have a plan, he responded with this.
We have a plan because of the power of our military, where every bridge in Iran will be decimated by 12 o'clock tomorrow night, where every power plant in Iran will be out of business, burning, exploding, and never to be used again. I mean, complete demolition by 12 o'clock. And it'll happen over a period of 4 hours if we wanted to. We don't want that to happen. We may even get involved with helping them rebuild their nation. And you know what? If that's the case, the last thing we want to do is start with power plants, which are among the most expensive thing, and bridges.
Yeah, but you know, you do what you got to do. They was asked by a reporter, "Well, aren't you making the people suffer if you take out their power from them?"
They would be willing to suffer that in order to have freedom. The Iranians have, and we've had numerous intercepts. Please keep bombing. Bombs that are dropping near their homes. Please keep bombing. Do it. And these are people that are living where the bombs are exploding. And when we leave and we're not hitting those areas, they're saying, please come back, come back, come back. These are the people. I don't know what they do. All I can tell you is they want freedom. They have lived in a world that you know nothing about.
Yeah. The kind of oppression, they've murdered 45,000 people in the streets of Iran that showed up to protest. Snipers and the whole nine yards. So we'll get to more of that in just a second. But tonight at 8 o'clock, is D-Day for Iran. 6:43 traffic weather on the threes. Once again, the update with Lugnuts Johnson.
Backups now, both the harbor tunnels up to about 15 to 20 minutes, and building 95 is just starting to slow south of Pulaski Highway towards Eastern Avenue, and then from there, pretty solid into the Fort McHenry Tunnel, and 895 now is backing up to at least the Erdman Avenue ramp and may start stretching back beyond the bridge at Pulaski Highway. So we're keeping a watch on that. We're in Frederick County, in Frederick, westbound I-70. There's a report of an accident near the ramp at US 15. That would be the 52-mile marker on the westbound side. West side outer loop, yep, pretty solid already. 795 to Frederick Road, still clear. Good to go through Annapolis. 3 westbound, 2 eastbound, open at the Bay Bridge. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBN.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, sunny, breeze today, low 50s, also cool tomorrow, but the warm-up starts at the end of the week for the upcoming weekend. That's always good news. Right now, 44 in Columbia, 43 in Owings Mills. Time to head out to the Chuck Wagon. Latest items trending in the food and beverage world. Public service for our listeners in the name.
Football Johnson.
You mean to stay on the air, you have to give things away?
Yes. We've given it all away at this point.
Like WCBM merch.
That's right. The prize closet is completely empty now.
Oh,
who knows? Uh-oh. All right. Taco Bell just let fans decide. Oh, by the way, it's National Beer Day. We want to give a shout out to beer.
Yes,
it's National Beer
Day.
No idea.
I could use some good news in my life right about now.
Yeah, exactly.
That's great.
And your favorite is?
I'm sorry. Miller Lite.
Miller Lite?
Yes.
Really? Okay. That's your favorite?
Yep.
All right. You like light beer?
I do.
Yeah. I would think you'd like the heavier beer, you know, the higher alcohol volume.
I mean...
Like an IPA or something, like a good IPA.
You just drink like 8 of them a night, and then you're good.
Yeah, but
you save money.
If you have the IPA, you could cut it in half. You could drink 4 of them.
You said IPA.
IPAs?
Like hoppy. No.
Okay, no hops. Okay, you just like the light beer.
I like me my beer.
Tastes great, less filling.
Yeah, and all the Rodneys came out of the spaceship.
Right.
Remember that one?
Taco Bell left fans inside his next menu drop. The butter chicken taco came out on top. It won the first ever global taco vote, 64% of the vote, beating out Thailand's kickin' chicken taco. So the butter chicken taco will be out soon. From folks participating U.S. Taco Bell locations.
Oh, my daughter's going to be so psyched.
Yeah. Pizza Hut Canada debuted the hot dog stuffed crust pizza this season.
Oh.
Yeah. So you got a little hot dog stuffed in the crust along with the rest of your pizza.
I think that's frightening and a terrible combination. Yeah. I'm sorry.
Well, you can put a little mustard on the outside.
It's like a pig in a blanket stuck to a pizza,
yeah.
Don't you think?
That's exactly what it looks like, too. It's sort of like, I'd try it. Just see what it tastes like.
It's pervoice.
And good news for you, Chuck. IKEA is adding fish balls to the restaurant menu starting April the 20th.
So that means if you get off the ramp at White Marsh Boulevard at 95 right there in White Marsh, you can smell them before you get there.
That's right.
Fish balls?
Fish balls.
That's what I said, huh?
Yeah. They're going to use wild-caught fish and shrimp from fisheries and make their own little, cotties maybe, like little cotties.
Cotties are okay.
Yeah, cotties are okay. Yeah, cotties are good.
I just don't like the sound of that.
Yeah. What, fish balls?
Yeah.
Okay.
I knew a guy like that once.
Oh, boy. There's a line in there something about
it. Used to swim in Baden's Choice. That's why we called him that.
Right, exactly. That and mothballs. All right. Very good. Chuck, we'll see you in a couple.
Fellas.
Appreciate that. 6:47, 13 minutes now before the hour of 7 o'clock, rather. President Trump says, look, Iran, they just haven't got a point yet where they've been hit hard enough and bad enough where they'll cry uncle.
All different things. Maybe. We'd still be winning, but it would have been harder. Because we are obliterating that country. And I hate to do it, but we're obliterating it. They just don't want to say uncle. They don't want to cry as the expression goes, uncle. But they will. And if they don't, they'll have no bridges. They'll have no power plants. They'll have no anything. I won't go further because there are other things that are worse than those two.
So the president said also yesterday in an interview with Troy Yinks to Fox News that we had sent tons of guns via the Kurds to get into the hands of Iranian protesters so they could at least defend themselves and shoot back. And the Kurds kept the guns. So when you heard the president say yesterday that he'd rather the Kurds stay away, he's not happy with the Kurds right now. And so they took the guns, kept them for themselves. I'm telling you, there's a couple of outlets in Iran that have done an amazing job of getting the word out. And some of the videos are just graphic and they're disturbing. People out celebrating, thinking this is going to be the end of the Iranian regime. And they actually positioned snipers to start shooting into the crowd. And then when they didn't disperse quick enough, then they used semi-automatic or machine guns to just mow people down. It was brutal. But there is still a thirst for freedom by the people of Iran. So, and I think they would take up arms if they had access to them. And that's the problem. They've kept a lot. Everything you buy over there is by the black market or under the table. And the fact is they just don't have enough weaponry to overthrow the regime. And that's what President Trump was trying to help with. And the Kurds got in the way. So, again, this is going to get interesting at 8 o'clock tonight if there isn't a deal. It has not, certainly for not lack of trying, because you've had the Iranians said they'd rather negotiate with J.D. Vance. And the reason why is because Witkoff and Kushner are Jewish. So they do not want to negotiate with any Jewish people in Iran. That's why they prefer J.D. Vance. All right, that's the update on that. Coming up next, Maryland facing a $60 billion tab in pending child sex abuse claims. We're going to hear the latest on this. You're listening to KC and Company, and Vinny Steers, your Homestead Guarantee Realty, and Vinny is going to help sell your home with the guarantee that once you sign on the dotted line, you agree on asking price and the time frame in which you want to sell it. If it doesn't sell for that price in that time frame, Vinny buys it from you, pays you at market price, cold, hard cash. He can do that because of 13,000 buyers ready, willing, and able, pre-qualified, sitting in his database. And they get eyes on your home even before it hits the open market or the MLS. And Vinny's got all sorts of programs like the trade-in program where you can trade your home in for another one, much like how it would with a car. But he's got all the details on that. The sell your home, stay in your home program. You can sell it and stay in it for up to 12 months. And, of course, the fix it program where if your home is in need of repair, before you sell it, Vinny will take care of all that for you. You don't have to worry about hiring the contractors and laying up the money up front. That'll be handled at settlement. So call Vinny today, 410-709-7515, or visit VinnyStio.com.
The Great Scale Model Train Show is here this Saturday and Sunday at the Timonium Fairgrounds. Purchase actual working railroad signals and traffic lights and take advantage of free clinics and white elephant tables where you can sell your items. And skip the lines by purchasing express entry tickets on our website at gsmts.com. Special family prices and kids under 16 are free with an adult. Let's go to the train show.
Hi, I'm Reese Friedman. On behalf of the law offices of Michael Friedman, the personal injury firm that specializes in auto accidents. Combining modern technology such as a phone app and a comprehensive interactive website with old school service such as returning phone calls and always having a live voice on the other end result in successful representation. For a free consultation, call 410-363-6848 or email us directly from maflaw.com. The law offices of Michael Friedman, serving the community for over 40 years.
We've learned to listen.
Listen for the news at the top of the hour and again at the bottom of the hour. Then back to the top for more.
That's why it's important you listen to us.
Listen for the news on Talk Radio 680 WCBN.
Eight minutes now before the hour of 7 o'clock. You're listening to KC and Company on this Tuesday morning. Love to hear from you. 410-922-6680. 1-800-WCBM-680. What do you think the punishment should be for leakers that put that entire mission at risk? Lives of not only the downed airmen, but hundreds of soldiers and airmen and special operators were all at risk because some moron leaked it to a news outlet. We don't know the identity of the leaker or the outlet as of yet, but we're working on it, and I'm sure we're going to get some kind of update on that. There was a press conference scheduled for this morning by the Secretary of War, Pete Hegseth, and General Kane of the Joint Chiefs. That has now been canceled. I wonder if it has anything to do with the leak here in just a second. And by the way, Kristen, remind me that this wasn't the first time President Trump talked about the button. Remember he called it the discombobulator in Venezuela. And I'm wondering if some kind of like mini EMP thing or something that wipes out mechanical and electronics. But he called it the discombobulator in Venezuela. This time we just said he just pressed a button and it rendered everything neutralized in Iran. All right, 6:53, traffic weather on the threes with the update. Here's the king, Lugnuts Johnson.
Well, you know, back in the day, if you did something like that, it was treasonous.
Yes. Yep, you're absolutely right.
You got hanged.
Yeah, we don't do that anymore, and we should. I think that message
needs to
be
on pay-per-view.
Yeah.
I would pay to watch it.
Yeah. You'd be probably getting part of the proceeds.
Brought to you by Hang 'em All Prison.
It's called fake news.
Oh, my. That's all, folks. Thanks for hanging around. We'll stretch it as long as we can.
Keep me in suspense.
Suspenders, yes. I got you. Outer Loop West Side, 75 to Frederick Road. The southwest side of the Beltway, right here at the BW Parkway, is doing fine. JFX, you're good. You're already up to a 20-minute delay with heavy traffic southbound stop and go at both the harbor tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And your Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast, mostly sunny, breezy today, low 50s right now, 47 in Annapolis, 43 in Ellicott City. So several years ago, Maryland passed something called the Child Victims Act, and it was meant to make sure that victims of sexual abuse, be it by the state, city, or whatever, would be able to, you know, sue and get some kind of recompense for their injuries, be they physical, be they mental, or all of the above. And what's happened now is because of the threat of the liability from thousands. In fact, I think there are over 12,000 complaints. In fact, 12,305 child sexual abuse claims. And they were capped initially, and then they went back, and then they brought, I think it was like $800,000. I think they brought it down to $400,000 per claim. But that's per claim, per incident. So in a lot of these cases, when you have some children that are incarcerated, they were in state custody, they were repeatedly violated. Could have been 10, 12, 20 times. That's per claim, $400,000 or $500,000 per claim. So yesterday, Delegate C.T. Wilson was asked by Gary Collins, Fox 45 Spotlight on Maryland, his reaction because he's the one that introduced the bill in the first place.
Again, I do not regret what happened. I regret what happened to the people.
Yeah. And when you look at it, one of the victims went on record. His name, David Madison, described abuse at the hands of somebody in the state of Maryland.
But I knew one staff member used to come to our rooms because they would lock us in at night. And they would keep our shoes outside. So the people that were supposed to be protecting us had the keys to do whatever they wanted to do with us.
Yeah. Can you imagine? You're already locked up. You already have no escape. And you know, which is somewhat, you know, obviously there's a mental component to that. Now you're being violated on a repeated basis. Senator Chris West says they've done the math on this, and it's going to cost Maryland a lot of money.
And if they are permitted to recover for multiple incidents, and let's assume it's 10 incidents on average, because most of these kids were incarcerated and they were abused on multiple occasions by the same abuser, that could be $60
billion. $60 billion. You know, our budget's $71 billion for the year. That's nearly the entire state of Maryland budget. What would that do to the state coffers? And Delegate Wilson reacted to the $60 billion figure.
Obviously, I would hope that the state leans in and tries to actually investigate and ensure that any and all these claims are legitimate. And at the end of the day, I can't sit here and walk away from the people that have been victimized because it's costly.
Yeah, costly. In fact, Collins did ask Senator Bill Ferguson, if we have time, maybe later on the show we'll get to that because it's a really long answer. But basically he shucked and jived and dodged and evaded, and basically we'll have to look at it when it happens, if it happens. So they have no idea where that money's going to come from. None. To be determined at a later date. So he's just barely able to get through this session. Can you imagine If it and there are some test cases. There was in New Jersey, I believe, they have the same kind of law where one victim received $12 million. One. Because of being violated like 10 or 12 times. So it is, this is a, it's a potential catastrophe financially for the state of Maryland. I want to tell you about a good friend, Mark McVeary, Reverse Mortgage Answers. Before you make that next mortgage payment, listen to this. If you're 62 years of age or older, there is a government-insured program that can pay off your mortgage completely with no required monthly payment. Now, let me say that again. No monthly mortgage payment. Imagine what you could do with that money. Now, you won't have to sell your house. You don't have to move. You can stay right where you are. So the real question is, why are you still making that mortgage payment? What would your life look like if that payment was gone next month and the month after that? More breathing room? Sure. Less stress? More control of your day-to-day living? Mark McVeary has been helping homeowners for over 30 years. He'll tell you quickly if this works for you or not. Call Mark, 410-788-7070, 410-788-7070. Tell him I told you to call. And again, that's the reverse. He's the reverse mortgage answer man. If you want answers about the reverse mortgage process, Mark is the guy. All right, stick with us. It's 7 o'clock, and you're listening to Casey and Company.
This is the right choice for Maryland. Talk Radio 680, WCBN, Baltimore.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. Iran's president is calling on Iranians to link arms in human chains around power plants, a response to President Trump's threat to bomb Iranian infrastructure if Iran does not reopen the Strait of Hormuz. Mr. Trump's deadline stands. It's 8 o'clock Eastern time tonight.
The president warns Iranian leaders that the U.S. military can unleash extensive damage in just a few hours.
The entire country can be taken out in one night.
He's giving Iran a Tuesday deadline of 8 p.m. Eastern.
And after that, they're going to have no bridges. They're going to have no power plants.
The president said he was not at all concerned about accusations of war crimes. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Tehran has been pounded with more airstrikes with deadly effects. Iran fired on Israel and Saudi Arabia, prompting the closure of a major bridge. Iran has rejected a proposed 45-day ceasefire, insisting instead on an end to the war and U.S. guarantees of no more attacks. It's been a massive explosion at the Bridge of the Americas over the Panama Canal. Apparently an accident involving a fuel tank storage facility. At least one person killed, an unknown number of people injured. As of now, foul play not suspected. They've done it. The Artemis II astronauts have traveled deeper into space than any humans have before. They've gone around the far side of the moon. Artemis Commander Reid Wiseman says view from up there is spectacular.
The moon is about 3 to 4 times the size of the Earth, and it is almost full, and the Earth is just a small crescent out there. It's magnificent. I got a picture of it with the wide lens. Such a majestic view out here.
Now homeward bound, the astronauts are due back on Friday with splashdown off the coast of San Diego. Watching Wall Street, Dow futures are down 56 points, and NASDAQ futures off 59. More on these stories, townhall.com.
If your investments are in a 401k or an IRA, then listen carefully. You spent 30, maybe 40 years building your retirement. The question is, are you about to watch it take a hit you can't recover from? Military escalation in Iran, tariffs in legal chaos, the U.S. dollar under pressure it hasn't seen in years. History is clear. When this much uncertainty hits at once, the investors who moved into gold and silver first came out ahead. Right now, Advantage Gold is offering a free gold investment kit and a free copy of economist Ken Rogoff's powerful new book, Our Dollar, Your Problem. Call Advantage Gold now at 800-900-8000. Thousands of Americans have already rolled over a portion of their 401k or IRA into physical gold and silver, completely tax and penalty free through Advantage Gold. Don't wait for the next surge to wish you had moved sooner. Results vary. Consult your financial advisor before investing. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Good morning. You're on Casey and Company at 7:03. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
And at least 20-minute delays right now southbound at both the Harbor Tunnels. 895 is backed up to the Urban Avenue ramp, 95 south now is backed up to Moravia Road. Nothing on the roadway, no incidents right now, just a heavy traffic and pretty much the normal delay for this time of the morning. Beltway is still okay for the most part at Hartford Road through Greenspring and even the west side right here coming down from Liberty Road through I-70. The pace is not too bad. It's backed up a little bit south of 795, and then will slow again as you're crossing Route 40 on the outer loop. If you're in Annapolis, there's a wreck at Aris T. Allen Boulevard at Chinquapin Round Road, apparently minor, with some room to get by. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. We are tracking temperatures that are chilly for your Tuesday morning. Heading toward the afternoon, sunny and breezy with highs only in the 50s. We'll be cold Wednesday morning and staying in the 50s Wednesday afternoon. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
44 degrees in Owings Mills and 46 in Pasadena at 7:04. Here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. Governor Moore and state transportation officials have unveiled the Baltimore Region Transit-Oriented Development Strategy. The governor was joined by Baltimore Mayor Brandon Scott on Monday to announce the plan to develop state-owned land around the Baltimore area transit stations to create thousands of housing units. And the Maryland House has passed a measure that limits automatic charging of juveniles as adults for certain offenses. The state Senate has already passed the Youth Charging Reform Act, and the measure now heads to Governor Moore. The measure would raise the age when juveniles could be tried as an adult for most crimes from 14 to 16 years old. But 14 and 15-year-olds would be sent directly to adult court for charges like first-degree murder or rape. Under the measure, 16-year-olds facing first-degree assault and some firearms offenses would remain in juvenile court. And last night's winning Maryland Lottery pick three was 259, the pick four, 5925. 7:05 on Casey and Company. Stein on Sports coming up next.
Is your roof leaking? Do you have water spots in your walls or ceilings? Do you have leaks around your chimney or skylights? If so, then you may need to repair or replace your roof before that damage escalates. Call Wallace Roofing at 410-655-3700. Wallace Roofing, family-owned and operated, is your full-service roofing company, specializing in steep and flat roofs, all types of metal roofs, gutters, downspouts, and skylights. They do residential and commercial roofs. Getting a roof repaired is something most homeowners dread, and when the roof does need repair, it's important to get not only the finest quality materials available, but a fair and reasonable price on installing those materials as well. So if your roof is showing signs of wear or other problems, call Wallace Roofing at 410-655-3700. 410-655-3700. Wallace Roofing does roof repair and replacement. Call Wallace Roofing today. Wallace Roofing, 410-655-3700. MHIC number 1566. Wallace Roofing. Remember, above all, a good roof.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
705 Sports is brought to you by the Comfort Guys. That's Farnan and Dermer, keeping your home warm all winter long. The O's were in the Windy City last night, but there was nothing the wind could do about this.
Ooh. Oh, that ball is shot. Will it stay fair? It will. Right inside the pole. A ringing shot. Deep into the Chicago night for Gunnar Henderson.
And that was a rocket. Kevin Brown had the call on Masson. 388 feet down the right field line, and it proved to be the difference in a 2-1 win last night over the White Sox, courtesy of 5 shutout innings from emergency starter Brandon Young. After the game, Gunnar was asked this by Kevin Brown.
How cold are you right now?
Yeah, can't wait to get back in the clubhouse right now. This wind is brutal.
It's the Windy City.
We'll make it quick then. What did you see on that 6th inning pitch you got from Fetty?
Well, finally kept my head still, so helped me not strike out and actually see the ball, so that helped a lot. A little.
The wind snapped Baltimore's losing streak at 3, despite the team scoring 2 or fewer runs now in 6 of their first 10 games. Now, there's a game-time change this afternoon. The first pitch will be at 3:10 because of an impending snowstorm in Chicago tonight. Trevor Rogers will take the ball for Baltimore. Before Michigan won their second men's basketball national championship yesterday, yesterday, North Carolina was naming their new head coach, and he has Baltimore connections. Longtime NBA coach Mike Malone will take over in Chapel Hill 3 years after winning an NBA championship in Denver. Malone played college basketball at what was then Loyola College from 1989 to 1993, serving as point guard and team captain under Mark Amatucci. A trade in the WNBA, and it involves Baltimore's Angel Reese. The Chicago Sky have traded the two-time All-Star from Randallstown to the Atlanta Dream for a pair of first-round draft picks. Reese's brother, Julian Reese, is a member of the Wizards. Her mom, Angel Webb Reese, is a Hall of Fame women's basketball player at UMBC, and her dad, Michael Reese, played at Boston College and Loyola. Coming up in 30 minutes, the Dallas Stars make a stand, and that is Stein on Sports.
Gary Stein here. If your heating or AC system gives you trouble, you need a company you can count on. That's why I recommend Farnan and Dermer, serving Baltimore for 125 years and one of the few that offer same-day service while others are a week or more out. Plus, take advantage of interest-free financing for up to 60 months on select systems and BGE rebates of up to $3,000 on high-efficiency HVAC systems. Tell them I sent you and get an AC system tune-up for just $99. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys. They're my guys.
From Coggeysville to Sykesville, from Churchville to Crownsville, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Welcome back. This is Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. Those are the local numbers. You can email us at am680@wcbm.com. Text into the show using the free WCBM mobile app. Our executive producer is Kristen Hagrick. Coming up in this hour, a House Republican here in Maryland wants another Republican expelled because he's not showing up to vote. We're talking about Aristotle Boucher. Also, Senator Van Hollen's latest illegal alien sob story. We'll take a look at that story. But a top story here today, Secretary of State Marco Rubio has canceled the permission granted to several members of Qasem Soleimani's family to live in the United States, and now they are in custody in Texas pending deportation flights. We're talking about Hamadeh Soleimani Afshar and her daughter. Green card holders living lavishly in the United States. Afshar is the niece of the deceased Iranian Major General Qasem Soleimani, who was taken out by President Trump in his first term. She's also an outspoken supporter of the Iranian regime, who celebrated attacks on Americans and referred to our country as the Great Satan. Secretary of State Rubio said, "This week I terminated both Afshar and her daughter's legal status. They're now in ICE custody pending removal from the United States. The Trump administration will not allow our country to become a home for foreign nationals who support anti-American terrorist regimes." State Department officials confirmed that she's been promoting Iranian regime propaganda while living a life of luxury in the United States. And I've seen the pictures of them scantily clad, showing a lot of flesh, something they would not be able to do in their home country of Iran. There was a woman, I remember this, I can't remember her name, but because she was not wearing her hijab or head covering, the local police threw acid in her face. And here, these two nut jobs are allowed to come over to this country, get visa, get green cards, and driving, you know, high-priced cars, living in the lap of luxury, wearing high heels with short skirts, with their bust hanging out all over the place. Something they would never be allowed to do in their home country, but they come over here and do it. She celebrated attacks against American soldiers and military facilities in the Middle East, praised the new Iranian supreme leader, denounced America as the Great Satan, and voiced her unflinching support for the IRGC, a designated terror organization. Her husband has also been blocked from entering the United States. The Washington Examiner said the Iranians were arrested Friday night. Afshar came to the U.S. on a tourist visa in 2015, and a judge in 2019 gave her asylum because she wanted to be here and she wanted to be free in the United States, but still went to support the terrorists in Iran. I've just been told that 4,000 other Iranian visas have now been canceled and or revoked. So slowly but surely, we're removing the criminal element, the illegal alien element, and those to seek to do us harm. Thank you, President Trump and Secretary of State Rubio. Coming up next, so I hope the Supreme Court is listening, because we have a case of Chinese anchor babies, now adults, accused of planting bombs at MacDill Air Force Base in Tampa. Stay tuned for that. 7:13 traffic weather on the threes. Now with the update, here's the king of all traffic. Just a hop, step, and a skip from Tampa, Chuck Whitaker.
Yeah, been in MacDill many times. Played golf there, as a matter of fact. Very nice. Always nice to watch those big airplanes take off.
Yeah, the big boys. All right.
The construction is underway. They work, as we all know, we talked about this for several years. They work northbound 95 in the rush hour between Route 24 and Route 543 up in that area as you're going north towards Belcamp. So they're blocking the lane. There is a rolling back up there right now. BW Parkway has been in good shape. Looking at you live here at the Parkway, mainly southbound at Route 100, and then the northbound side coming up from Powder Mill Road towards 197. No issues through there. Still clear. No major problems yet. A little more traffic now southbound towards Annapolis along I-97, and that area starts to build right at the split at Route 32. In Annapolis, the wreck was minor, but it's Harris T. Allen Boulevard at Chinquapin Round Road. And again, the local authorities are there with room to get by. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 35 Weather Authority forecast for your Tuesday. Mostly sunny, breezy, low 50s today. Right now, 44 in Pikesville and 42 in Reisterstown. Time for our MAGA movement update.
America's momentum is back. Our spirit is back. Our pride is back. Our confidence is back. And the American dream is surging bigger and better than ever before.
All right, today is D-Day for the murder mullahs of Iran. Tonight at 8 o'clock, if they don't cut a deal, if they don't come to the peace negotiation table, all hell is going to break loose. And President Trump already proclaiming that we've won militarily. It's all over but the shouting and the bombing.
We won, okay? They are militarily defeated. The only thing they have is the psychology of, oh, we're going to drop a couple of mines in the water, all right? No, we have a concept where we'll charge tolls.
Yeah, we'll charge the tolls, and President Trump said, we'll keep the oil, just like we did with Venezuela. And he said, but at 8 o'clock tonight, if they do not agree to surrender, remember, he said unconditional surrender. That's what the president said, and that 10-point proposal that Iran has countered with is certainly far from that. He says it's going to be bridge and power plant day.
Where every bridge in Iran will be decimated by 12 o'clock tomorrow night, where every power plant in Iran will be out of business, burning, exploding, and never to be used again.
And elsewhere, turning to space, President Trump called the crew of Artemis II.
There's nothing like what you're doing, circling around the moon for the first time in more than a half a century and breaking the all-time record for the farthest distance from planet Earth. Humans have really never seen anything quite like what you're doing in a manned spacecraft.
What is the end game? What is the goal there? According to the president, a permanent presence on the moon.
We'll plant our flag once again, and this time we won't just leave footprints. We'll establish a permanent presence on the moon, and we'll push on to Mars. That'll be very exciting. I'm waiting for that so much. I'd love to be here, but maybe we won't quite make it in terms of timing.
President also very critical of previous regimes, administrations here in the United States, going all the way back to the last seven presidents who had an opportunity to take Iran out after killing all these Americans and so on and so forth. And but then, of course, bad deals made by Obama with Iran. And, of course, Bill Clinton also let North Korea go nuclear and ignored that threat. And, of course, North Koreans, he said, did not have a high opinion of Chairman Joe Biden.
Kim Jong-un, who I get along with very well, as you know, do you notice he said very nice things about me? He used to call Joe Biden a mentally retarded person, okay? So don't tell me about your stuff. Joe Biden, he said he's a mentally retarded person. He was so nasty to Joe Biden. It was terrible.
I think the term was dotard, if I remember correctly. Billy Bush was on with Sean Hannity and Sage Steele on a podcast and said he knew people at ABC, and they had a whole division set up to do nothing but get Trump.
ABC News had a
division. That we don't like.
They had a division dedicated with 75 people in it, because I know the guy who ran the division, which was dedicated to basically getting him.
Yeah. A whole division, 75 people at ABC just to get Trump. Poll finds the majority of Americans view Democrats as an open borders party. And again, that is not going to go well for them at the midterms. The Trump administration fraud task force has begun raids against the health care fraudsters across Southern California. Eight have now been arrested and charged for over $15 million in fraud. Do you know that the, not California, but just the county of Los Angeles, is responsible for 20% of all health care fraud in the United States of America? Over 221 hospices were deemed to be fraudulent, with a 97% survival rate. When you go to hospice, it's usually to die, unfortunately. But they had a 97% survival rate, and they've been ripping us off blind for decades. No longer. Good news for Steve Bannon. Supreme Court has set the stage for his contempt case to be dismissed from that. Of course, he did the 4 months' time. I don't know where to go to get that part of your life back. The economy, surprising, with 178,000 new jobs on Friday. But the BLS announced those on Friday, and the unemployment rate fell to 4.3%. Predictions were way under that. They had only predicted 75,000. But the numbers were way better than we expected across the board. So the economy continues to thrive, even though we have high gas prices right now. Those are temporary. President Trump has endorsed Steve Hilton for governor of California. He's also set to appoint firebrand attorney Harmeet Dhillon to the number three post at the Justice Department. Harmeet is lobbying for the top spot and is would like to replace Pam Bondi, so stay tuned for that. And the Financial Times, not a great admirer of the president, said the case for Trump's tariffs are looking stronger and stronger a year after Liberation Day. So, again, that's a critic saying that Trump's tariffs are indeed working. And that's the way it went down, 443 days in the new golden age of Trump.
And we are just getting started.
Y-M-C-A. 7:21 now. Right now, I head over to the law office of Michael Lee Friedman, where Counselor Stephen Friedman is with us. Good morning, Stephen.
Hey, Sean. Good morning. Hope you and your family had an awesome holiday.
We did. Thanks so much. And you too, and yours?
Yes, we did. Thank you so much. So, okay. What to do after an accident? We've talked about this before. We'll talk about it today. We'll talk about it in the future. It's very important. On our website, folks, maflaw.com, you can go there, and we have a free checklist card. It's so valuable, you should put it in any driver's glove box that you have. It will go through a checklist that after an accident, you literally go one by one, and you will get the necessary information you need after an accident. So let's talk about four of the points here. Number one, you've been in an accident. I always suggest calling the police. Depending on how severe it is, it's still a good idea to have the police come to the scene. Number one, they can secure the scene, make it safe. Number two, they can get the necessary information from the other party to make your life much easier. The most important piece of information you need after an accident is the other party's insurance information. Now, if the other party's insurance, if the other party's not going to voluntarily give up their insurance information, you can take a picture of the vehicle or vehicle's license plate. Our office is hooked into the MVA, so if you provide us the other vehicle's license plate, we're able to get the owner of that vehicle, we're able to get the insurance of that vehicle. It's very important to have, especially to move a claim forward. A third very important piece of information you want after an accident are witnesses. If there are any witnesses, please make sure you get their names and their numbers, and we've had clients through the years actually video the witnesses so that it's documented. A lot of times, stories change after accidents, so if you could lock down a favorable witness, that really helps. And the fourth and final really important piece are photos. I would ask that you take photos of the entire scene so we understand the accident, and take photos of the damage to your vehicle and the other vehicle's damages. That's very helpful for us. And then certainly, folks, give us a call immediately, 410-363-6848. We will help you with every aspect of your case, from the property damage to the bodily injury to getting you a great settlement. So give us a call, please. Hope everybody has a safe week, Sean, and we will talk to you next Tuesday.
Thank you, Stephen. Always great advice. Appreciate that. You have a good week, and talk to you next Tuesday. Law Offices of Michael A. Friedman. You can check out their website, maflaw.com. At 7:23, traffic weather on the threes update. Once again, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
Pretty much the normal delays now in and around the Beltway on the Parkville side, coming over from Bel Air Road, eventually to Providence Road. The inner loop now is slowing, 795 Reisterstown Road through Park Heights Avenue to Green Spring, and then gets better past the JFX on the west side. You know the deal. You ride it every day at 795 down to Frederick Road, and then it gets better the southwest side of the Beltway. No complaints right now over at the BW Parkway. JFX is good. South of Ruxton Road, we're at least 15 to 20-minute delays, and steady with the backups now southbound at both the harbor tunnels. The junction at Camden Yards is clear with the heavy traffic right there. 95 Russell Street and 395 with the lanes open. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, mostly sunny, breezy, low 50s today, cool with temperatures not leaving the 50s tomorrow. The big warm-up starts by the end of the week, heading into the weekend. So just get through the mid part of the week right now with cooler temperatures, will be okay. Right now, 49 and cloudy in Ocean City, 45 in Parkville. At 7:24, we just told you about the Soleimani daughter, niece, and her daughter led into this country on a tourist visa, and then they asked for asylum, or granted asylum, all the while extolling the virtues of the IRGC, the terrorist-designated organization, and, of course, true enemies within. And now comes from the sublime to the ridiculous. A pair of Chinese-American siblings accused of planting an improvised explosive device at MacDill Air Force Base in Tampa. The siblings, revealed by DHS, now adult anchor babies of Chinese illegal aliens who were awarded birthright citizenship for their two children after their mother delivered them here in the United States. Last week, the DOJ brought charges against 20-year-old Alan Zhang and 27-year-old Anne Mary Zhang after they allegedly orchestrated an attack on the MacDill Air Force Base, including planting an IED on the premises. Federal investigators allege that on March 10th, a bomb threat at MacDill was called into police. Investigators said that Alan Zhang made the call, though no ID was found at the time. 2 days later, the Zhangs left the United States for China. On March 16th, 6 days after the Zhangs allegedly planted the IED, an Air Force service member discovered the bomb. The following day, Anne Mary Zhang flew back to the U.S. from China and was arrested by authorities. Her brother still is believed to be at large on the run in China. And this is how it happened. Alan and Anne Mary Zhang's parents are Qiu Quin Zhao and Ji Zhang Zheng, illegal aliens from China, who both were ordered deported from the United States in 1998. The couple had their two children in the U.S. despite being illegal aliens, and therefore their children, under the 14th Amendment, were given birthright citizenship, anchoring their parents in the United States for decades. DHS spokesperson said automatically granting citizenship to children of the illegal aliens born in the U.S. is based on a historically inaccurate interpretation of the citizenship clause and poses a major national security risk. And, of course, the reality became apparent this past week. So when the Supreme Court entertained oral arguments, and, you know, from all indications, it appears that the court is reluctant to overturn that. But you never know. And they do pay attention to the news. And this is a classic case of why our founding fathers would never have allowed or bestowed anyone to come into this country illegally or on a tourist visa or on, as an ambassador or as a foreign entity. And if they're pregnant, be given automatic birthright citizenship here in the United States. And what we've now learned from Natalie Winters and other a journalist, is that there is a booming industry in China where they set up shop in American cities like San Francisco, especially in California, in Hawaii, an American state, and American territories. And they basically impregnate the women. The women then are trafficked or traveled into the United States. They give birth here, thus bestowing American birthright citizenship. And then once their birth certificate and birth documents are produced, they then are removed back to China, where they are indoctrinated with their loyalty and oath to China. Not to the U.S. of A., but to China. And so they are future sleeper agents and sleeper cells, and people like the Zhangs here, where they would plant a bomb at MacDill Air Force Base. And if I'm not mistaken, isn't that the CENTCOM? Is that the MacDill in Tampa? I know CENTCOM is located in Tampa. So, I'll have to look that up. But I believe that if it's not the MacDill, it's around there somewhere. So that's the scheme that has been distorted and manipulated, and I think it's suicidal. I agree with so many others who said this is insanity to allow this practice to continue to happen. All right. Rescue Natural Supplements, of course, Orsine is great. It is fuel for the cells. And, you know, the process of aging is cellular death. As our cells die, we age. And so while there's no formula that is the fountain of youth, you can age more gracefully and have more, energy as you age through the use of Rescue Orsine. ADP, that's adenosine triphosphate, that is the fuel your cells need to restore themselves, to repair themselves, and to operate efficiently. And that's what the formulation in Orsine does. That's why you get sustainable energy all day long. Use the coupon code MyEnergy. Buy one, get one free today. Rescue Orsine, 1-800-26-ALIVE, or online at res-q.com. It's 7:30. Let's get some news headlines. Here's Maggie.
Thanks. Good morning. Survivors of church sex abuse are calling on the Archdiocese of Baltimore to accept a proposed reorganization plan that would allow for the settlement of some claims. According to WJZ-TV, the Hartford insurance settlement of $100 million would only be provided after the Archdiocese decides on a bankruptcy reorganization plan. The Archdiocese of Baltimore filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy in September of 2023. Before Maryland's Child Victims Act eliminated the statute of limitations for civil lawsuits related to child sexual abuse. And the Baltimore Police Department has identified the parties in last week's officer-involved shooting in the city's Upton neighborhood. Police say 35-year-old Tavon Newton was allegedly involved in an assault, and he fled when police approached him in the 1700 block of Pennsylvania Avenue. Officers attempt to take Newton into custody, but there was a physical struggle, and police used a taser on the suspect with no effect. According to police, Newton grabbed the taser and was then shot by Officer Devin Gubber, a four-year veteran of the police department. Newton is currently hospitalized in stable condition. The incident remains under investigation. And Governor Moore and state transportation officials have unveiled the Baltimore Region Transit-Oriented Development Strategy. The governor was joined by Mayor Scott on Monday to announce the plan to develop state-owned land around Baltimore area transit stations to create thousands of housing units. And Fox 45 reports that Maryland is facing what could become one of the largest financial liabilities in its history, with more than 12,305 child sexual abuse claims filed against state government entities under the Child Victims Act. Potential costs to taxpayers are estimated as high as $60 billion, according to some lawmakers. 7:32 on Casey and Company. Coming up next, Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Huffman awnings are better. They are the talk of the town. They come in all styles and colors with the best guarantee around. Always remember Huffman. Call them any time of the day. 685-5687. Call John today. Our new address is 5113 Blair Road. We have the same phone number, 685-5687. Call us today for your new canvas or aluminum awnings. We will be awaiting your call. Thank you.
Hoffman Awning Company, 5113 Bel Air Road. Call 410-685-5687. Hoffman Awning Company, 410-685-5687. 410-685-5687.
7:33 on Casey and Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Heads up, if you're on the southeast side of the Beltway, there's a medic call. Apparently somebody having a problem in a vehicle. The initial report said the outer loop between the Back River Bridge and the ramp at Route 702. So right now I'm looking at that area live. I haven't seen anything yet. There's no impact right now, but the medic unit was en route. So just heads up for that. Check your rearview mirror from time to time. They may be coming up from the Back River Bridge and into that area before Pulaski Highway. Everybody else on the Beltway, that's all the normal delay. JFX is still looking pretty good shape right now. Ruxton Road down through the city county line. At least 15 to 20 minute delays as we're coming south this morning into both the harbor tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. We are tracking temperatures that are chilly for your Tuesday morning. Heading toward the afternoon, sunny and breezy with highs only in the 50s. We'll be cold Wednesday morning and staying in the 50s Wednesday afternoon. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Defense has been an issue for the Orioles in the early season, but not last night in Chicago.
Swings, grounds the ball to first, fair, smothered by Pete Alonso, who's had a wonderful road trip defensively.
Kevin Brown had the call on Masson, and that snare down the line by Alonso was key in the ninth inning, preventing two runs from scoring, and it helped a shaky Ryan Helsley save last night's 2-1 win over the White Sox. Post-game reaction on Alonso's defense from manager Albernaz.
Pete's defense has been better than we expected, and that's a credit to him and the work he's been putting in. But, yeah, that play down the line, that's not an easy play, and great job by Helsley because he was on top of first base. He didn't break late. It was outstanding play all around.
O's and Pale Hoes this afternoon at 3:10 with Trevor Rogers on the hill for Baltimore. Elsewhere in baseball, the question in the National League is who's going to beat the Dodgers? Well, last night, certainly not the Blue Jays.
2-1 from Mantiply. And Ohtani sends this one to deep center field. It is out of here. Home run number 3 on the season off the bat of Ohtani.
Kenny Albert had the call on Fox, one of 5 home runs hit by Los Angeles last night. In all, Dodgers in a rematch of last year's World Series pound the Jays into submission, 13-1 the final in Toronto. Meanwhile, the wait is over, and yes, Lamar showed up. Talking about Lamar Jackson, of course, and his attendance yesterday in Owings Mills for the first day of the Ravens offseason workouts. Ravens posting a video of Lamar in slow motion, sporting an I Love Jesus sweatshirt as he takes the field. Head coach Jesse Minter said last week that he was unsure of Jackson's level of participation in the program, attendance for which is technically voluntary. NBA news, the Memphis Grizzlies tied an NBA record last night.
Ball, a walk-up three. There's the record! A franchise record, 28. Three-point make for the Grizzlies.
Pete Branica had the call on the FanDuel Sports Network, and they would tack one more on for 29, which ties the NBA single-game record, but it wasn't enough. Memphis drops a 142-126 decision to the Cleveland Cavaliers. And finally, the Dallas Stars have taken a stand, indefinitely banning the fan who purchased the tickets in connection with an investigation into what appeared to be a Nazi salute at a game in December. The fan was banned after the American Airlines Center Arena launched an investigation into 4 Stars fans who appeared to repeatedly raise and extend their right hands with a straightened right hand facing downward. The time now is 7:37 when we return, price gouging at its finest.
Looking for the perfect shooting experience? Come to Free State Gun Range, the friendliest gun range in town. Don't forget to ask about our brand new gold and silver memberships. Enjoy unlimited range time, advanced lane reservations, and exclusive discounts on firearms, accessories, and training. Visit us right now and take advantage of our extensive inventory of firearms and accessories. Visit freestategunrange.com or stop by today. Free State Gun Range. Shop, shoot, improve.
Sean, I was going to talk about the Orioles here at 7:30,
yeah.
But this item really got me, and so I've pivoted.
Okay. You're allowed to pivot.
Thank you. Have you ever been to Gillette Stadium up in Boston?
I have not.
Okay. It's actually not in Boston. It's in Foxborough.
Foxborough, right.
Which is halfway, basically, between Boston and Providence, Rhode Island. If you've ever been there and been, you know, in Boston and driven down or up, it's a slog. There's one road. Everybody's on it. The traffic is like it is to go to the Redskins Park.
No, it's okay. All horrible. All right.
So what happens is people take public transport from downtown Boston. It's a quick ride, 35 minutes. Takes about, it costs $20 round trip on game day.
Right.
Here's what is really getting to me. The Boston Area Public Transportation Authority confirmed that it will quadruple usual prices for a round trip ticket from the center of the city of Boston, downtown, to Gillette Stadium for the World Cup.
Wow.
The ticket price is now $80 round trip.
Just to go
just
from
to go
downtown Boston
to the stadium for the game.
Right.
Now,
and back.
And back. Right. Now, I get it. Okay, if you're gonna buy a World Cup ticket price, you got money because they're expensive.
Right.
But $80 for the round trip.
Yeah.
It's like an airfare.
Yeah, it is like an airfare.
You know?
Yeah, but the other thing is that is this... What is it, because of demand? Is that the reason why they're pricing at this point? Or are they gouging people because of the World Cup?
Well, I mean, it's probably a combination of the two. The demand is there. The people are coming. It's going to be sold out, 80,000, whatever it holds, et cetera. Here they go. So what's to prevent them from doing it for a Patriots game?
Yeah, exactly. They got to fund all those illegals in Boston somehow.
Hey, Somalis really made a big difference in that town.
Yes, they
didn't
did.
They? According to the mayor, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Mayor Wu.
I'm just going to leave it there.
Thanks, Gary. 7:39. Wu's on first, by the way. 21 minutes now before the hour of 8 o'clock here on KCN Company. Senator Van Hollen has found another margarita man. There's a little illegal alien that he doesn't take a shine to. The latest criminal illegal alien, besides Kilmar Abrego Garcia, he was his greatest champion, remember, having margaritas with him, is the story of Ivar Alvarengo Rios. And apparently Senator Van Hollen is alleging that Rios was targeted by ICE, was rear-ended by ICE, was beaten by ICE, and was then denied attorney-client privileges by ICE. Rios we can confirm, hospitalized, injuries to a head, chest, back, and hands. But listen to the real story here. Because what Van Hollen did is he took the attorney's word and regurgitated almost every single word of Alvarengo's attorney's talking points to smear ICE agents. Van Hollen wrote, "Ever Alvarengo, an asylum seeker," that is a lie, "was driving to work Thursday morning when he was rear-ended by an ICE vehicle." There's an asterisk on that. "He's still in the hospital after suffering significant injuries to his head, chest, back, hands." He's now been released, folks. "After the incident, he was detained. ICE now refuses to allow his attorneys to meet with him privately, a clear denial of the due process rights afforded to all under our Constitution." We already got his due process, much like Garcia did. And Van Hollen says, "ICE tactics are endangering our communities and violating the Constitution." All right. Here are the facts, as now been confirmed by DHS. Rios was not an asylum seeker, but an illegal alien from Honduras who had a final deportation order since 2018. Authorities did not maliciously rear-end him. Instead, Rios engaged them in a high-speed chase before slamming on his brakes and causing the ICE agents to pile into him. A multi-car pileup, by the way, a crash last Thursday morning in Highland Town. He then attempted to run away on foot before he was arrested. And again, since he already had a deportation order, he's in ICE custody. No need to see an attorney because he's not been charged with any crime. Well, he should be, but this is just he's in custody now to be deported. As a judge has already reviewed his so-called constitutional rights and decided, nope, you're in the country illegally. He snuck in 2014, according to DHS, and a federal immigration judge issued him a final order of removal. Once you get that, it's out you go. But again, as we try to round some of these criminal illegal aliens up, we've got Democrats and their minions in the trial attorney group continue to try to protect and defend the criminal, illegal alien over the law-abiding citizen and legal immigrants here in the state of Maryland. Just another case of Margarita Man striking again in Van Hollen. And I love the Baltimore Sun headline. Asylum seeker hospitalized after ICE-involved crash in Baltimore by Benjamin Rothstein. Yo, Ben, did you actually check the facts on this, or did you just run with whatever Van Hollen's press release said? Come on, you can do better than that, guys. 743 traffic weather on the threes. Now with the update. By the way, time for our contestant and choose your fake news. Give us a call right now. Love to hear from you. 410-922-6680. 1-800-WCBM-680. Chance for you to pick up some WCBM merch. But you got to call now. Traffic weather on the threes with the update. Here is the King, Lugnuts Johnson.
I brought you as a service to Bernie's Automotive, 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex. Turns out now this medic call was related to an accident, and we found it. It's on the outer loop, as we said, somewhere between the Back River Bridge and 702. Well, it's up near the ramp at Route 702, and I just saw a medic unit coming up the Beltway in that area. So now if you're coming up from the Back River Bridge and from Eastern Avenue, might just be a single lane or only two lanes there anyway on that section of the Beltway. Consider your options there. Maybe get off at Eastern Avenue, go over to 702, and then come back up to the Beltway. A lot of traffic lights there, but you'll go around this backup, which now is about a half mile or so and growing. So we'll keep an eye on that. Everybody else on the Beltway is with the normal delay. Both the tunnels are still backed up. It's the normal delay when we're in the usual rush hour, and it's 15 to 20 minutes southbound, both on 95 and on 895. Bernie's Automotive, they're celebrating their 30-year anniversary this month, and you'll always get the best service and complete satisfaction at Bernie's Automotive, 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, sunny, breezy, low 50 to 50s today. A little cool. Pretty much the same for tomorrow. And then we think a big warm-up starts by the end of the week. So Thursday, Friday, and the weekend looking to be much, much warmer. So just get through the next two or three days, we'll be okay. Right now we're looking at it is cloudy and 46 in Parkville, 46 in downtown Baltimore. Time to choose your fake news. Three stories, one of which is not true. Identify the fake news story, and you will be the winner. Our contestant today is Jimmy in Northeast Pennsylvania. Good morning, Jimmy.
Good morning.
You want to go first, second, third, or last?
I'd like to go last, please.
All right. We can arrange that. Good luck to you. Here are your three stories. Story number one, Artemis II space toilet, which has plagued the entire mission, is now permanently broken. And the astronauts apparently have to wear diapers for the remainder of the trip, which will be 4 days. The astronauts are now on a liquid diet to help with that. For the remainder of their mission. You'd think we'd be able to fix that. Story two.
Open the door. Let it go.
City of Boston sent a social worker to respond to an emergency 911 call. Because after all, they don't like the cops, right?
Oh, yeah.
He ended up getting attacked by a man with a sword, and they had to call police anyway. Unreal. And story three, the New York State Department of Health says for the first time in 50 years, you may now eat fish coming from the lower Hudson River. The reason for the change, lower levels of toxic chemicals in the river have now been eradicated. But would you, is the question.
Right.
All right, no. Story one, space crapper is broken. Story two, city of Boston sends a social worker who gets met with a man with a sword. Or story three, you can eat fish now caught in the Hudson River for the first time in 50 years. All right. We start with Maggie on this Tuesday.
You did that. I started on Friday.
All right.
Oh, we were in here yesterday. That's right.
Yeah, that's right. So you got the day off.
This isn't fair. I'm just going to jump right in.
You want some cheese with that wine?
I would love some. Okay. There's always room for cheese, especially here. we're the cheesiest. No. I can't answer now.
All number right, we'll let you compose yourself. Kristen.
Two.
You going for number two?
Yeah.
What a shocker. All right, Maggie goes for number two. Kristen.
No, I believe the Boston story, and I believe the New York story to the state of, yeah, I think the State Department of Health is saying that. Whether that's actually true, I don't know, but I get this in there. I think I'm going with number one. Just, I hope there's another option for them.
Okay, one. Kristen goes for number one. again, part of the pun. Chuck.
One, please.
Chuck goes for one, and Jimmy.
I'm going to go with number one, two.
All right. Number one or two?
Number one.
Okay.
Also.
Also. Right.
That's it.
Story number three. You can now eat fish caught in the Hudson River. First time in 50 years. That is a true story.
Mm-hmm.
And
I
story number
first.
Two.
Yeah, they go first.
Story number two. The city of Boston with a social worker getting met with a man with a sword. That is also a true story. Story one. The toilet is still working, although it has some problems. But they're able to, at least, you know, still can go in integrity.
Oh, can go. Yeah.
Yes.
Got you.
All right, Jimmy, congratulations. Put you in a hole, tell you to win your prize, how to get your prize. And there goes Maggie. She is melting down as we speak.
I'm melting.
7:49, 11 minutes now before the hour of 8 o'clock here on Casey and Company. But see, this is amazing that this is how the scheme works here in the state of Maryland, and I think elsewhere. There is a concerted effort by these illegal aliens. There's a whole network of these illegals, like it's Casa de Maryland, and there are other organizations that are dedicated. They're open border reconquista groups that do not believe any human being is illegal. Therefore, the United States should have no immigration laws, no boundaries whatsoever. And Chris Van Hollen's one of them. And so many of the Democrats, and Governor Moore is one of them. And so what they do is they look for these cases where, you know, they have they take these attorneys, and the attorneys then, you know, send them their press release or their statement, and then they just run with it. And that's what happens with Van Hollen. He didn't care about the facts. He didn't bother to look at the facts. Apparently neither did the Baltimore Sun in this particular story. Get the facts first before you dub them MS or Maryland Man. Remember that? Maryland Man with Kill. We find out he really wasn't a Maryland Man. He was an MS-13 man, and our asylum seeker is really an illegal alien with a final deportation order waiting him since 2018. So another nice try, Chris, but you've been outed once again for being an open border reconquista type. Timca Electric Heating and Cooling. If you're looking for electrical work, interior, exterior, landscaping, you name it, Timca. Now's the time, really, if you're looking for the exterior stuff and the weather has changed, and a lot of folks are out there beginning their cutting their lawn and doing landscaping now and mulching, and if you want to get some exterior landscape lighting put in place, wiring, they're the ones to do it. It's also a great time to call them to make sure that your air conditioner is going to be up to the challenge, as the hot and humid weather is just months away, two or three months away now, in July and August and the dog days. So make sure your AC is working at peak efficiency, and they'll do that with a maintenance check, change your filter, check your refrigerant, check all your working parts for a nominal fee. Call them today, 410-876-9404, 410-876-9404, or go online, timcowlcompany.com.
If your home is a bit dated, one of the best things you can do is renovate prior to selling. But how do you pay for it? I'm Sean Holden, owner of Renovation Real Estate. Let Renovation.Real Estate take care of everything for you. We handle the upfront costs, complete the renovations, then list your home for sale. You don't pay for renovations until closing. No gimmicks, just results. Imagine using our money to raise the value of your property without any upfront expense. Call today at 410-724-1199 or visit us at Renovation.Real Estate. We fix it, we sell it, you profit. MHIC 118-795.
The Great Scale Model Train Show this weekend at the Timonium Fairgrounds. The biggest model train show in the Mid-Atlantic, with fun for the entire family. Door prizes, acres of operating model train layouts, and special sale prices. Let's go to the train show.
Retirement, it's almost here. Are you ready? Join Mike DePaula and Sarah Flora of Flora and DePaula Wealth Partners for SWAT, Retirement Strategy Hour. Saturday is at 2 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Investment advisory services made available through AE Wealth Management LLC, a registered investment advisor.
I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore!
Massive tax increases, skyrocketing utility bills, criminal illegals roaming free in the state. It must stop now. Go to WCBM.com and sign our state petition. Send a message to our elected leaders that they need to listen to voters and stop the tyranny of one-party rule. Go to WCBM.com and send an SOS for a real change.
All right, so Travis raises an interesting point here. He says, Sean, I understand the need to hit infrastructure in Iran. After all, Iranian propaganda media is telling the people the IRGC is winning, so it's no wonder the people aren't rising up. As long as the water is flowing, the lights are on, the propaganda sticks. But do we really need to physically destroy the power plants? It seems to me we have the technology to either remotely take over the plants or render them inoperative. Iran has been hitting us with cyber attacks for years. Why can't we do the same to them? It would save billions of dollars on the back end to repair everything after the siege is over. And I think it's a fair point. But let's not forget, we do have the discombobulator. So when President Trump says he's going to bomb bridges and power plants, he didn't say what kind of bomb. It could be a actual kinetic piece of ordnance. It could be a cyber bomb, or it could be the discombobulator. 7:53, traffic weather on the threes. Chuck Whitaker standing by with the update. Morning, Chuck.
Speaking of bomb, why don't they send Kurt over there? Drop Kurt on him.
The fumes alone. Wow.
You know, just drop him in the middle. I tell you what. Both the tunnels are still backed up. About 20-minute delays, 895. Just looking at everything just to make sure we're still right around the same area. 895, Erdman Avenue coming south, 95. Not quite back to Moravia Road, but almost. So, again, 15 to 20 minutes. We're moving, but that is the normal backup since the key bridge has been down for the last couple of years. The wreck on the Beltway, the outer loop, as you're coming up to 702, might just be a single lane there. It's only two lanes on the Beltway. We were backing up towards the Back River Bridge, and then everybody else on the Beltway with the normal delays. New wreck, Adirondack County, maybe some problems here at Route 32 and Burns Crossing Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBN.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. Next couple of days, sunny, breezy, cooler, low 50s for the high. The big warm-up starts towards the end of the week, Thursday, Friday, into the weekend. Of course, right now we're at 48 in Stevensville, 47 in Glen Burnie. You can join us here 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. Latest coming out of the Maryland General Insane Asylum is that for the fourth year in a row, there's been some kind of legislation that enables, aids, and abets juvenile thugs in committing crimes. And whether it be the Juvenile Justice Reform Act or the Child Protection Act, now we have the Youth Charging Reform Act. Heretofore, the juvenile was charged automatically in adult court, and then was determined whether or not that was an adult offense. If it was, they were kept in adult court. If it wasn't, then they were remanded to the lower court, the juvenile court. But this has flip-flopped it. Now all offenses committed by minors will automatically be charged as Utes. And, of course, they'll be held in Utes facilities. And this has been bubbling under for the last, 10, 12 years or so. 92-39 vote. The State House delegates passed the bill Monday without amending the version the State Senate passed in March, which watered down the original bill. Legislation now moves to Governor Moore's desk. So the legislation removes first-degree assault and several handgun offenses from the current list of 33 offenses that automatically lead to adult court for 16 and 17-year-olds. The offenses removed from the automatic charging list could still be moved to adult court if a judge, a bleeding heart, do-gooder, liberal judges, of which we are infected with so many of them in the state, sign off on it. So, once again, it's like, let's do everything we can to protect the criminal illegal alien and the repeat offender, violent offender, and now the repeat juvenile thug here in the state of Maryland, while the rest of us are left to basically wonder how much longer can we afford to stay in this state. Competing energy relief bills have now passed the Maryland Senate and moved to final negotiations. According to the Baltimore Sun, the Senate approved its version of the Utility Relief Act, 38-4 vote, support from 8 Republicans. Boy, they're a real opposition party, aren't they? We're going to get $12.50 a month We're getting jacked up all over the place with our electric rates, and they're going to give us some of our own money back. Gee, we should get down on our knees and be so grateful for both the Democrats and the Republicans in this state. And finally, Republican delegate Lauren Arakin is demanding that delegate Eric Boucher resign over his protest absences or be expelled from the party, from the legislature, I should say. You got 1 week left. Okay, so what good is it going to do now, number one? Number two, I understand the her reasoning behind it, but so what's going to happen then? Does the governor then appoint if he resigns? I think Governor Moore, or is it the Carroll County Central Republican Committee? I'm not sure, and I'm sure somebody will have the answer to that, but it was my understanding that the governor appoints temporarily until the next election can be held.
I'm not sure. I know in the case of when a governor has appointed somebody and out of the Senate or the delegate, then the Central Committee selects somebody, and then hopefully they hear from voters and constituents. I'm not sure if this would be different here. And again, we talked about, you know, the Ferris Bueller of the Maryland General Assembly, but I think it kind of speaks for itself. If he's not running for re-election, I don't know. It's just amazing how Republicans can act so quickly attacking each other.
Yes.
But we can't scramble to get these kind of bills, you know, that might help. And again, I mean, we talked about it. We think it's disgraceful what he's doing. But I'm not sure, is that worth the time if it's not going to pass and maybe they think of it as more symbolic? But again, is there something else we could do that could affect more people that, you know, so yeah, they're capable sometimes of getting things together quickly?
Well, you'll be happy to know
each other, but
that Mr. Delegate Boucher is planning on running for governor in 2030.
Okay. Will it affect his business, though?
Yes.
I mean, is he going to have time?
His welding business may go belly up.
I'm sure that will be a game changer 4 years from now.
Town Appliance, right off Rice's Head Road and Owings Mills. They've got all your appliance needs there. Go see Mayor or Mayor. Both guys are named Mayor. They run the place, and they are amazing. 47th anniversary sale going on right now. Town Appliance. Register to win a free coffee machine. No purchase necessary. Over 70 different brands on the display. You've got to see the showroom to appreciate it. Town Appliance, right off Rice's Town Road in Owings Mills for all your appliance needs.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBN Baltimore.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. President Trump says the Iranian leadership is well aware of what it must do to bring peace to Iran, avoiding the prospect of even greater destruction to come.
And they just don't want to say uncle. They don't want to cry, as the expression goes, uncle, but they will. And if they don't, they'll have no bridges, they'll have no power plants, they'll have no anything. I won't go further because there are other things that are worse than those two.
The president's deadline for attacks on Iran's infrastructure draws nigh. It's 8 o'clock tonight.
Facing a looming U.S. deadline, Iran's president says that 40 million Iranians, including himself, have volunteered to sacrifice their lives in the war. President Masoud Pezeshkian made the comments on X on Tuesday, just ahead of President Donald Trump's deadline to bomb up power stations in the country and bridges if it doesn't loosen its chokehold on the Strait of Hormuz. Iran's home to around 90 million people. Many remain angry at the government over its bloody crackdown on nationwide demonstrations, and the 14 million figure likely is aimed at trying to dissuade the promised American bombing campaign. I'm Charles Deledesma.
Terrorists target an Israeli diplomatic outpost in Turkey, gunned and attacked a building housing the Israeli consulate in Istanbul. Sparked a gunfight, left one terrorist dead, two police officers wounded, two other attackers were captured. Presidential congratulations to the crew of the Artemis II mission for its record-setting trip around the far side of the moon. President Trump called the astronauts, who have traveled deeper into space than many others. The crew now on its way back home. Splashdown is scheduled for Friday in the waters off San Diego. Stock futures in the red now on Wall Street. The Dow futures down 220 points. NASDAQ futures off 146, and the S&P futures 32 points lower. More on these stories, townhall.com.
Health insurance rates are surging in America, leaving millions without affordable options. If you're sick of having paychecks eaten up by healthcare costs or dealing with mega corporations, then listen to this. Christians don't need to waste money on a broken system. That's why I want to tell you about Christian Healthcare Ministries. It's an alternative to traditional health insurance at half the cost. With CHM, fellow believers contribute monthly to help pay each other's medical bills. There's no enrollment period, so you can join anytime. And you aren't restricted to provider networks, so you choose the doctors and hospitals you want. It's that simple. CHM is not insurance. It's a ministry that puts faith into action. Feel the difference of financial support and biblical care from fellow believers. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/wellness. That's chministries.org/wellness.
Good morning. It's 8:03 on Casey and Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Good news now on the southeast side of the Beltway. The wreck that was on the outer loop at 702 is cleared, and the backup, which was back almost to the Back River Bridge, is gone. And we're back up to speed coming up towards Pulaski Highway. The accident in Anne Arundel County is backing us up westbound Route 32. The wreck is at Burns Crossing Road. You might see that delay stretching back into the interchange at I-97. We have construction-related delays. They block a lane during the rush hour. It's there, and it's a backup northbound I-95 in Harford County at Route 24. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. We are tracking temperatures that are chilly for your Tuesday morning. Heading toward the afternoon, sunny and breezy with highs only in the 50s. We'll be cold Wednesday morning and staying in the 50s Wednesday afternoon. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
47 degrees in Pikesville and 46 in Edgewood at 8:00. Here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. Baltimore City Councilman Mark Conway has proposed a charter amendment that would strengthen the Inspector General's investigative powers. Conway says currently access to records can be dependent on executive approval and oversight can be dependent on legal interpretation by the same administration that's being investigated. The proposed amendment would designate the Inspector General as a co-custodian of agency records, allowing the full access needed for investigations. And the Carroll County Department of Fire and EMS confirmed on Monday that one of the three people injured in a March 20th greenhouse incident died 3 days later. According to the Carroll County Times, 65-year-old Robert Van Wingarden was the founder and owner of Catoctin Mountain Growers in Keymar. The Maryland State Fire Marshal's Office says the incident was caused by a ruptured hot water holding tank that suddenly spilled 1.1 million gallons of 180-degree water, causing damage consistent with an explosion. Last night's winning Maryland Lottery pick three was 259. The pick four, 5925. 8:05 on Casey and Company. Stein on Sports coming up next.
Hey guys, it's Carson. A politically divided country, trade war, stock market uncertainty, tax changes, the list goes on. Do you think these world affairs have any effect on your financial affairs? If you're not prepared, you could be in for a rude awakening. You've saved and grown your money once. You don't want to have to make it again. Just call my guys, Rod Barowie and Paresh Shah. With the Safe Retirement Solutions team, Rod and Paresh are published authors and radio hosts right here on WCBM. They can show you how Wall Street's fuzzy math could derail your whole retirement plan. You want to get a handle on your retirement? If so, you can call the Safe Retirement Solutions team at 410-266-1120. That's 410-266-1120. You can schedule an in-person visit or a Zoom visit. That's 410-266-1120, 410-266-1120. That's 410-266-1120, 410-266-1120. Or visit them at SafeRetirementSolutions.com.
Now, Gary Stein on Sports.
805 Sports brought to you by the Comfort Guys. That's Farnan and Dermer, keeping your home warm all winter long. It was a shaky ninth last night, but Hell's Bells prevailed.
Tying run at third, winning run at first. Two-strike, two-out pitch from Helsley. Struck him out swinging. shot in the hallway. The Orioles survive a white-knuckle ride in the ninth. Snap their losing streak in three.
An apt description from Kevin Brown on Masson as Ryan Helsley closes out the White Sox last night. 2-1 was the final on the south side of Chicago. Helsley's third save of the year didn't come easy. A hit, a run, two walks. Manager Albernaz in the postgame.
You know, the first batter, the first three pitches, he's going leg kick. He self-regulated and went slide step to kind of organize a little better, and it worked out. He had some issues with the footing of the mound, which is common for closers because they're the last one to touch the mound.
Daytime baseball for you this afternoon at 3:10 p.m. as Trevor Rogers goes for Baltimore. The Ravens started team building for the upcoming season yesterday, gathering together for the first time of their voluntary offseason workouts. Lamar ended the drama and did volunteer. Other key Ravens included Derrick Henry, Roquan Smith, Kyle Hamilton, Mark Andrews, Marlon Humphrey, Zay Flowers, and Trey Hendrickson. NCAA men's college basketball crowned its champion last night.
Drive, McKinney sets the feet, fires, connects! A big one for McKinney!
Ryan Eagle had the call on CBS. Trey McKinney with a huge three for Michigan, extending its lead to 9 with 1:49 to play in what was to be an eventual 69-63 win over UConn, the Wolverines' second national championship. Coming up in 30 minutes, the cap season on the brink. And that is Stein on Sports.
Gary Stein here. For dependable heating and air conditioning in Baltimore, I trust Farnan and Dermer, keeping homes comfortable for 125 years. When your system breaks down, no matter what the season, they offer same-day service. Most companies can't do. If you're thinking about upgrading, get interest-free financing for up to 60 months on select systems, plus BGE rebates up to $3,000 on high-efficiency units. Tell them Gary sent you and get an AC tune-up for only $99. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer. The Comfort Guys, and they're my guys.
From Reisterstown to Pig Town, from Westminster to Bel Air South, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
You're listening to Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. You can email us at am680 at WCBM.com. Text into the show using the free WCBM mobile app. Love to hear from you. We'll read some of those texts and emails coming up shortly. Coming up in this hour, City Councilman Conway pushing back and a bill to restore the OIG's access to records. We'll take a look at that. And, of course, we have the ongoing fraud in L.A. County. Get into that a little bit later on. And Governor Moore is our top story here today, as he is he's had a tough couple of weeks. And when we get right down to it, the governor had this poll out of just a recent UMBC poll. Approval rating under 50%, 48% approval rating. 60% of Marylanders think the state is on the wrong track. For the first time, his honesty is being questioned. 27% questioning his honesty outright. We had Pastor P.M. Smith last week. We played the cut, calling him pathological, meaning a liar. We've had Fox 45 and Gary Collins, the spotlight on Maryland, repeatedly going after his alleged embellishments, whether it be the thesis or the Bronze Star or being born in Baltimore. So a pattern has emerged here. And then you look at his ability to lead. You look at the second of three unsuccessful legislative sessions since he's taken up residence at Government House, with his hallmark effort to redraw Maryland's only congressional district for Republicans blocked by another Democrat, Senator Bill Ferguson. And in fact, you might make an argument the most powerful Democrat in Annapolis is not the governor. It might be Bill Ferguson. He failed on the Housing for Jobs Act. He failed on the Energize Act in 2025. And so his character and his leadership are being called. And many times you look at this guy and say, he was 82nd Airborne? I mean, he was. But what leadership skills and or did he take from it? Because here he has an opportunity to stand and defend himself against a reporter. This is Gary Collins, Fox 45. There was some event yesterday, his transportation event, that he was at. And he had a chance to stand right there and return fire. And listen to how it went.
Governor, Governor, real quick, a recent poll showed that you're below 50% in popularity and that many respondents said that they're concerned about your leadership and honesty. What do you say to those Marylanders and how do you regain their trust?
They shouldn't be.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks, everybody.
That's it. That's it. You have a reporter calling out your honesty and trust fact, and you say they shouldn't be, and then you allow your handlers to whisk you away to the next event. I got to tell you something. If that were me, if my honesty and my trust were being questioned, I'd have stand there, return fire. But we don't get any fire in the belly from Governor Moore because all he cares about is getting through, you know, this session. And then, you know, get reelected, and then he's going to run for president. How do I know this? Because he's on Face the Nation again, or Deface the Nation, calling into question President Trump.
We lost over 2,400 American lives, and we did it because we said we wanted to change the Taliban. Mm-hmm. And 20 years later, you know who's in charge of Afghanistan? The Taliban.
That wasn't President Trump's doing. I mean, you can make a big argument that a lot of that was Biden and Obama as well. So the you get right down to it. Look, these are things that, you know, the things that when you get right. I just got to tell you, I don't see the leadership. I don't see the character of a man that once served in the military. Just it's mind-boggling. 8:13 traffic weather on the threes. Now with the update, here's the king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
I thought he was going to start singing Calypso, come Mr. Taliban, tally me banana.
Yes, he is channeling his inner Harry Belafonte.
Yes, that's true. Southern Anarundel County, Route 2, Solomon's Island Road. Pretty bad wreck here, apparently, at Harwood Road. And they're telling us right now, both sides of Route 2 are blocked. So that's a big route there, trying to get to and from the Edgewater area and coming up from the southern part of Anne Arundel County. So we're going to have to factor that in. Westbound Route 32, the other wreck at Burns Crossing Road. At one point, we were backed up almost all the way back to the ramps at I-97. And then I-97 southbound has the normal delay now coming down from Benfield Boulevard. And eventually, you work your way down with heavy traffic towards the ramps at Route 50. Beltway continues with the normal delays, 15 to 20 minutes. Still there at both the harbor tunnels. And construction delays, they block a lane during rush hour. I-95 northbound in Harford County at Route 24. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. On Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, sunny, breezy, cool today, tomorrow, low 50s both days, and then we're looking at a warm-up starting Thursday and into the weekend. So just get through this cooler spring here on the next couple of days. Right now, 47 in the Middle River, 48 in Millersville, and time once again for our birthplace of our Star Spangled Banner, our national anthem, Fort McHenry, Baltimore. It is time for America's 250th birthday celebration. America 250 brought to you by Smile Design Center. If you ever dreamed of achieving that perfect smile, the time to act is now. Call the Smile Design Center, 410-321-1100, and make that dream a reality. Well, on this day, April the 7th, a couple of huge battles and victories for the United States, especially the latter one. The first was the Battle of Shiloh, April 7, 1862. 2 days of heavy fighting concluded near Pittsburgh Landing in western Tennessee. The Battle of Shiloh became a Union victory after the Confederate attack stalled on April the 6th, and fresh Yankee troops drove the Confederates from the field on April the 7th, concluding in a major victory near the Shiloh Church in that part of Tennessee. The cost of that victory was high. General Grant and Buell's forces totaled about 62,000, of which 1,754 were killed, over 8,400 wounded, and 2,885 captured or missing, for a total of 13,000 casualties. Of 45,000 Confederate troops engaged, over 1,700 killed, 8,000 wounded, and nearly 1,000 missing, for a total of nearly 11,000 casualties. The 24,000 casualties were five times the number at the first Battle of Bull Run, July of 1861, and they were more than all of the war's major battles. Bull Run, Wilson's Creek, Fort Donelson, and Pea Ridge to that date combined. It was a sobering reminder to all in the Union and the Confederacy that the war would be long and costly, and one that would see the most casualties of any of Americans in any world war or war of any kind. And on this day, April 7, 1945, the Japanese battleship Yamato, one of the greatest battleships of all time, sunk. Japan's first major counteroffensive in the struggle for Okinawa, weighing nearly 73,000 tons and outfitted with 9 18-inch guns. The battleship Yamato was Japan's only hope of destroying the Allied fleet off the coast of Okinawa, but insufficient air cover and fuel cursed the endeavor as a suicide mission. Struck by 19 American aerial torpedoes, the Yamato was sunk, drowning 2,500 of its crew, and that, again, a crucial victory off the coast of Okinawa on this day, April 7th in 1845. And that is a look at America 250, brought to you by the Smile Design Center.
WCBM Baltimore.
If your current dentist is not up to your expectations, take my word for it. You need to go see Dr. Lairfield at the Smile Design Center. His staff is fantastic, the office relaxing, and you get the best professional cleaning possible. Dr. Lairfield has told me that lots of people don't like even going to the dentist for a cleaning, and that can be a bad mistake. When you skip cleanings, it can lead to gum disease, tooth decay, gingivitis, and even heart issues. That's why you should never miss getting your teeth cleaned and examined every 6 months. So call the Smile Design Center now for a free consultation at 410-321-1100.
WCBM Baltimore.
And proving once again that Governor Moore, I think, is just salivating for national office. He's got his own troubles at home. He's got a bad polling data. He was handed a loss by Bill Ferguson, his own party, on redistricting. He's desperately trying to make this all about President Trump.
And so I feel like we are lurching into another one of these forever wars that we're asking the American people to pay for. But we have still, but the President of the United States and the Commander in Chief has still yet to articulate what exactly it is that we're doing.
Yeah. Well, a couple things. One, this won't be a forever war, and we'll see tonight at 8 o'clock what Iran will or won't do. This is going to be over, I think, within another week or two. We'll see. I hate to put timelines on anything, but we're not putting boots on the ground. We're not going to look. We just had a successful, daring, brave rescue mission. When war does happen, you have military combat operations, bad things happen. The first thing, rule of war, is it's unpredictable. Obviously, things are going to happen that are going to change the plan and change the strategy. And it's who adapts best to that strategy. As we just see with the battles of Shiloh and the Yamato in Okinawa. So that's number one. Number two, I think when Governor Moore is looking at this and saying this is kind of a forever war situation, I think he's trying to say, look, MAGA is 100% behind President Trump right now. In fact, the numbers I just saw from Harry Enten over at CNN do not bode well for the Democrats at midterms. So I would... I would concern yourself about shoring up your own poll numbers here in the state of Maryland, which obviously continue to go south and spiral on Governor Moore because of that massive tax increase last year and because of his trust and honesty issues. Day 21, you're listening to Casey and Company.
Over the next few minutes, we're going to turn our eyes to the market and how to control the uncontrollable. Brian Herbert is a financial and tax planner and a five-star wealth management award winner with ProStatus Financial right here in Maryland. Ryan, I think we're all hyper aware of the fact that the markets have been volatile as of late. What I think most of us are wondering is, what can we do about it?
It's the consistency. It's having the plan for your income and retirement. Any income that you're having coming in from your portfolio should not be dependent on the stock market getting you a 5% rate of return or a 4% or 10% or whatever it happens to be. You want that to be unaffected by the market so that when we have times like these where we have so much volatility, you're not stressed about, do I have enough? Am I still going to be able to retire when I want? You want to have this consistent plan. If that's the kind of feeling that you want to have, if that's the kind of messaging and plan that you want from your financial advisor, I encourage you to sit down with Mike, myself, Catherine, Faisal, Sam, Andrew, a member of our team at ProStatus Financial, and we will put together your very own retirement plan that accounts for these crazy swings in the market, that accounts for that income that you need to have in retirement. But it all starts by giving us a call at 866-597-1040, 866-597-1040.
If you're 55 or older, have saved $500,000, and are serious about your retirement, congratulations. We're going to personally create a complete retirement plan for you. This includes a 401k x-ray and a portfolio protection plan. We'll also run an income analyzer so you can see how much income you can start to generate from your savings and make sure your retirement is protected and geared for growth. Call 866-597-1040. That's 866-597-1040, or go to ProStatusFinancial.com and schedule your free 15-minute phone conversation today. That's ProStatusFinancial.com.
Advisory services offered through ProStatus Group, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
The latest headlines are just minutes away at 30 past the hour. This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
823 traffic, weather on the freeze. And now with the update, we've got the king of all traffic, Lug Nuts Johnson.
All right, Solomon's Island Road, which is Route 2 in Anne Arundel County, is closed both directions at Harwood Road. Pretty bad wreck there. Medevac was called, so that's the reason that it shut down for an extended period. And the helicopter may be there now, but once they get there, of course, they block the roadway anyway. So that's underway south of the Edgewater area for that traffic in Anne Arundel County. They were still clearing on a wreck, Route 32 westbound at Burns Crossing Road, also in Anne Arundel County. Slowing and the normal delays on the Beltway. The tunnel backups are still there. They're pretty consistent right now with the normal situation. 15 to 20 minute delays on the southbound side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast sunny, breezy, low 50s today. We're at 48 right now in Dundalk, 45 in Forest Hill. So you can weigh in with on Governor Moore if you like. I know Rob Carson has texted me saying how short-sighted of West Moore to call it a forever war when it's going to be done in 2 weeks. His stupidity is going to be uncovered post-haste. Plus, all you need to know about West Moore is him going to Lake Como in Italy with George Clooney. Yeah, remember that? Yeah, when you're butting up to people like the elitist in the Democrat Party and the globalists, then we know that they have plans for you down the road in the future. And this is interesting because I saw this story last week right before we went off on holiday, and I saved it for today. And now it's actually made news at Fox 45. Now there's something called the paint care fee. Are you aware of this? When you purchase paint now, as of April 1st, this is not an April Fool's joke, that you pay a fee. And that fee is for a gallon of paint, I think it's like $1.15, and for 5 gallons, it's $2.25. And so when I was researching this for this morning, it says this is not a fee or tax or deposit, but it is a stewardship charge paid by manufacturers to fund paint collection, recycling, and program administration. Well, if it's paid for by the manufacturers, why are we getting charged? Okay? Because the manufacturers is passing it through. Okay? So, it's $1.15 for a gallon, and for 5 gallons, larger than 2 gallons, up to 5 gallons, $2.25. That means you can drop off your unused paint or leftover paint at any paint care drop-off site, which includes paint stores, hardware stores, and municipal facilities. We'll tell you about the nonprofit here in just a second. But here's what was interesting to me. I'm thinking, I don't remember covering this in last year's list of fees that, you know, the $1.67 billion of the vehicle registry. I don't remember seeing the paint care fee anywhere. And I went back and I looked at it, that's because it wasn't. The fee comes from, it was approved by the Maryland Department of the Environment on October 25th. Of 2025. So last October is when this fee was approved. Now, I could be mistaken, and I got to look further into this, but I didn't realize the Maryland Department of Environment has the power to impose a fee or a tax on the citizens of Maryland. I thought that was reserved for the Maryland General Assembly, unless they have somehow forfeited or bestowed the. Now, can you imagine how bad this can get? If the Maryland Department of Environment now has the power to tax or fee or charge for stewardship for anything, I mean, that's another way that they could be robbing us blind. I'm really concerned about this. Hopefully, some Republican legislators will notice this and start. And I'd like to know what statute has given them the power to do this. And why would they give up their power to represent us? I mean, you know, you'd think they'd just put it in that laundry list of taxes from last year. But no, this was separate and was approved by the Maryland Department of Environment. So it's every time you buy a gallon of paint, $1.15, 2 gallons or more, $2.25. Now, to the nonprofit that's operating this thing, they're not even registered in the state of Maryland. The state is giving 100% of the revenue generated from the program to Paint Care, a nonprofit organization which will operate the program. They're getting 100% of the revenue, and they're not even registered as a nonprofit in the state of Maryland. State law requires nonprofits to register each year, but that doesn't really matter because nobody enforces it. Nobody cares. The Democrats will do whatever they can to get away with it because they can. And Republicans are powerless to stop them. So now we have entities that are taxing us. Oh, excuse me, stewardship charge. We have no idea where this is coming from. It just shows up one day. Oh, by the way, today's April 1st. You have to pay a paint care fee. This is how corrupt this state really is. So thought I'd get your thoughts on that as well. 410-922-6680. And by the way, how much money are the CEOs of the nonprofits making? Millions? Hundreds of thousands? Let's check that out. Town Appliance, they are obviously one of the best, if not the best, I think, appliance place. A lot of people shop box stores and, you know, think they get good. Look, you get competitive pricing, you get 5-star customer service, none better. And, of course, they want you as a customer for life. And right now they've got their 47th anniversary sale going on. Town Appliance, go ahead and register for a free coffee machine. No purchase necessary. 70 different brands in their incredible showroom. And my wife and I will be going in and picking out a refrigerator this week at Town Appliance. So check them out right off Rice Town Road in Owings Mills for all your appliance needs. 8:30, let's get the latest news headlines. Here's Maggie.
Thanks. Good morning. A stolen vehicle investigation has led to the arrest of two people on drug charges. On Friday, an Anne Arundel County police officer received an automated license plate reader alert for a stolen vehicle in the 5100 block of Raynor Avenue in Linthicum. When the officer located the vehicle in the parking lot of a Motel 6, the occupants were detained and the driver was allegedly in possession of suspected cocaine, fentanyl, and unknown white powder and cash. Ja'Cory Coates of Curtis Bay and Horatio Silva of Hanover were both taken into custody and charged. And Baltimore County Executive Kathy Klossmeyer's $3 billion legislative package aims to update and strengthen animal welfare. The measures would increase protections for animals and provide more effective enforcement tools for Baltimore County Animal Services. One measure includes the creation of a reckless animal owner designation for those who commit multiple violations in a 24-month period. Those individuals would be banned from owning animals for 4 years, have pet licenses revoked, and face seizure of animals in their care. Klossmeyer says animals bring so much joy and companionship, and there's a responsibility to make sure they're safe, cared for, and protected from harm. And Maryland Attorney General Anthony Brown has issued a consumer alert regarding investment scams on Meta platforms like Facebook, Instagram, and WhatsApp. Brown says scammers are increasingly using deceptive advertisements and deepfake technology to lure investors and defraud them of their savings. He says the schemes include pump-and-dump scams, coincidence scams, confidence scams, fraudulent cryptocurrency schemes that take advantage of people. Brown has posted tips online to help protect investors from scams and urging them to thoroughly examine social media ads before investing. 8:32 on Casey & Company. Coming up next, Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Hi, Greg Talbot with Strategic Tax Resolution. Tax enforcement and defense strategies have changed a lot over the last year. After nearly 5 years, the IRS has restarted automated collections. You could be next for bank levies and wage garnishments. Ignoring the issue is not an option. Call 443-367-9000 to get protected. You have unfiled returns or can't renew your license? We work directly with the IRS and state so you don't have to. Let us use our proven strategies and experience with the IRS and state to resolve your tax issue. Qualified clients have cut their tax debt by more than 90%. How would that feel? Act now to learn the latest updates to tax relief programs. Your eligibility might not be the same. Strategic Tax Resolution, local, trusted, A-plus rated by the BBB. Call 443-367-9000. Ask for me, Greg Talbot. 443-367-9000. You've got a guy on your side. StrategicTaxResolution.com. Get relief.
8:33 on Casey & Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
We still have the road closure in southern Adirondack County on Route 2 on Solomon's Island Road at Harwood Road. The roadway is blocked both north and southbound. May be closed for a while with the medevac at one point in that area. They were working on the wreck Route 32 westbound at Burns Crossing Road. That had created the backup, and then the morning delay is still there. Just the normal stuff, I-97, as you're heading southbound at Route 32. That gets better after the bridge at 178, and then no problems through Annapolis right now. Some slow traffic south at both the Harbor Tunnels. Construction delays, they block a lane northbound I-95 at Route 24 in Harford County. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. On Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. We are tracking temperatures that are chilly for your Tuesday morning. Heading toward the afternoon, sunny and breezy with highs only in the 50s. We'll be cold Wednesday morning and staying in the 50s Wednesday afternoon. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
It'll be the O's and White Sox for Game 2 this afternoon, now at 3:10 p.m. Game time was changed from 7:40 because of a forecast for snow and freezing temperatures tonight in Chicago. This coming one night after Gunnar Henderson froze the White Sox with this rope.
Ooh. Oh, that ball is shot. Will it stay fair for Gunnar? It will. Right inside the pole, a ringing shot. Deep into the Chicago night for Gunnar Henderson.
Kevin Brown had the call on Masson, Gunnar's third of the year, after striking out his first two times at the plate.
Well, finally kept my head still, so helped me not strike out and actually see the ball, so that helped a little bit.
Later, manager Albernez on Gunnar's adjustments.
He doesn't get too high or too low. You know, he shows his frustration, but he's never out of the game, never mentally out of it. And you always know when he's up there, he's locked into that at-bat, never getting at-bats away. So it's, I call him an aircraft carrier. That's kind of what he is.
Day two in Owings Mills today. As the Ravens' voluntary offseason workouts continue, team relationship building, at this point even more important perhaps than the physical conditioning, over the next 2 weeks. There are no actual actual on-field workouts that will come in May. Meanwhile, on the ice, the Caps season is on the brink. After the 8-1 shredding they endured at the hands of the Rangers on Sunday night, head coach Spencer Carberry after the game.
Yeah, frustrating night for whatever reason. We just did not have anything tonight.
That was evident. Caps off today in Toronto. Tomorrow night against the Leafs, they're 3 points out with three teams in front of them, four games left in the regular season. Birthdays today. College and Pro Football Hall of Fame running back Tony Dorsett turned 72 today. And the boxer who authored perhaps the greatest upset in the history of sports turned 66 today. Talking about Buster Douglas, of course, upsetting Mike Tyson in Tokyo back in 1990. Today, Buster Douglas is a boxing instructor and mentor in Columbus, Ohio, training amateur boxers and teaching discipline through the sport. He's lost over 100 pounds. Douglas made $1.3 million for beating Tyson. Iron Mike skulked away with $6 million himself. The time now is 8:37 when we return on Today of All Days, Ain't the Beer Cold.
The Great Scale Model Train Show is here this Saturday and Sunday at the Timonium Fairgrounds. Purchase actual working railroad signals and traffic lights and take advantage of free clinics and white elephant tables where you can sell your items. And skip the lines by purchasing express entry tickets on our website at gsmts.com. Special family prices and kids under 16 are free with an adult. Let's go to the train show.
Sean, if I'm not mistaken, we probably do this every year on April 7th, because April 7th is National Beer Day.
Right.
It'll be celebrated across this great land in 15 ballparks. And
you already started with your can of Natty Bo there, I see.
Of course I have. And so we've got to do this. Yes, indeed.
Ain't the beer cold.
And so we've got to also mention that you can get a $5 beer on the value menu at Oriole Park, so that's not a bad deal. Cheapest beer across the country in Major League ballparks. Coors Light has a special, a rooftop special, for $3. The Arizona Diamondbacks have a $5 beer. The Brewers have a $5 beer. The most expensive beer in the country in a Major League ballpark can be found in Los Angeles, of course. The price is ranging anywhere from $15 to $20 for a beer at L.A. when you want to watch the two-time world champion L.A. Dodgers.
The problem is now you go to the ballpark and you get these supersized beers, okay?
Yes.
You know, for however much. And they're like, what, 16 ounces or whatever they are?
Maybe more.
Or maybe more. The problem is, going back to Chuck Thompson, ain't the beer cold. How do you keep the beer cold through multiple innings? It's impossible on a hot summer day when you get a big... That beer is warm, usually within half an inning.
Well, you have to go on cooler day.
Right? Oh, they have cooler day. They give away coolers?
They give away coolers.
With ice already in them? Or do you have to purchase the ice separately?
You got to buy your own ice. Yeah. That's another $20.
That's right.
You know? No, it's a problem. You're right.
It is a problem. I think we need to address that in ballparks, Scott. Ain't the beer cold? The beer has to stay cold.
It's a problem that vexes American baseball fans. There's no doubt about it.
Especially Bill Vex.
I'm glad you brought it up.
Thanks, Gary. 8:39, 21 minutes now before the hour, 9 o'clock. Okay. My assistants, legislative researchers, sources have now taken the time to research this paint care fee, and we have now discovered that this was passed in the 24 session. In 2024, the paint care stewardship charge, whatever, and it was co-sponsored by Senator Chris West, a Republican representing Baltimore Carroll counties, and by Delegate Ben Brooks of Baltimore County. A paint stewardship measure. So it was passed by the legislature, all right, which kind of, that's why I had me wondering about the Maryland Department of Environment. 33 senators voted for it. I think it was 12 Republicans voted against it. Chris West, the only Republican to vote for it, and he was a co-sponsor. And basically, it requires producers, distributors, or retailers of paint, architectural paint, to participate in a paint recycling program managed by the Maryland Department of Environment. The type of paint defined as interior, exterior coating sold in containers of 5 gallons or less. That doesn't include industrial, specialty, or original equipment coatings. So businesses are pretty much exempt from that. And so I want to read the quote. from Senator West. This is one for the ages. Let me see if I can find it. Oh, here it is. Quote, most of our constituents don't like paying taxes because they figure more money is going to be wasted. Fees are something different, he says. For a program where you can pay a fee and you can see that the program is actually accomplishing something, I don't think my constituents are upset with that. All right, constituents, and so that's the challenge. Are you upset with the paint care fee as put forward by Senator Chris West and Senator Ben Brooks? In fact, Republicans skewered him. Senator Johnny Motz, Middle Shore, at the time said, inflation's everywhere. This is another example of government fueling the fire of inflation that's burning everybody up. So many other Republicans have come out against it. Delegate Jefferson Grist, Upper Shore, called the measure a silly bill. If you buy a gallon of paint and you don't use the whole thing, you're probably going to store it in a garage or somewhere else. You're not going to take it back to dump it into a paint recycling center. So there you have it. Chris Rez, oh, taxes, you know, nobody likes paying taxes. But those fees, oh, we like those fees. You can actually accomplish something with fees. Thanks, Chris. Appreciate that. Diana in Jarrettsville, good morning.
Good morning. First of all, the guy's a nut. But I have a little paint company, and I've had it for probably 25 years or more.
Okay.
I spend, just on my little end, about $25,000, $30,000 in paint. So if you do the math, and the bigger paint stores, all the stores who supply paint, any kind, Ace, everything, are subject to this fee, and of course, cost that share the cost with all of us, that, of course, that we're going to have to pass it on to our clients. If you just do just regular old-fashioned math, because I'm older, it is millions and millions of dollars, upfront dollars. I never have any paint left over, and what I do have left over, my clients keep the paint, and they just usually have half a gallon maximum left right. over.
Well, so what I do is I keep paint, because we've all done it, for touch-up or to repaint if I need it, if there's something. We keep it for use later. It's not like we're dumping it somewhere.
Of course, and that's the thing. Like, they're charging this upfront tax fee, charge, whatever. If you do the math, I mean, one major store a week could be sending to this paint care cost $40,000 of probably 90% of the paint not ever coming back.
This smells like a scam to me, Diana.
Yeah, it's huge. And I called my delegates on it. I've written them. I've gone to meetings. They said, well, we fought like hell for the paint care fee. But no one let us know we could add a grassroots in my paint industry against this.
Yeah. I look at this, and I think you're right. Yeah. I think you're onto something. I think who set up this paint care stewardship program? Who's the nonprofit that isn't even registered in the state of Maryland? Let's follow the money. Let's see where that money's going. Who's benefiting?
I agree.
Yeah.
I agree 100%.
Thanks, Diana. Appreciate it. Got to run, but that's a great call. 843 traffic, weather on the threes. Chuck, you don't have anything to do with paint care, do you?
No, they gave me the brush off the last time I talked to them.
I sent you up for that one. Different strokes for different folks.
You know what I say? Ease will come, ease will go.
Every once in a while, you bristle at that allegation.
Anymore?
No, that's it for now.
That's enough. I can't take it. There's a medic call northbound BW Parkway at just before 197. It's backed up to 198. So somebody having a problem in a vehicle there, and a medic in it is there. Route 2, Solomon's Island Road, still affected and still closed at Harwood Road, southern Anne Arundel County. Detours underway both north and southbound. If you're downtown, there's a late accident there. Dr. King at Druid Hill Avenue. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBF.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. It is going to be sunny, breezy in the low 50s today. Tomorrow, things warm up by the end of the week into the weekend. And right now, 45 in Bel Air, and it is 49 in Glen Burnie. Time for our Feel Good News segment for the day.
I need some good news, baby, because like the world's gone crazy. Give me some good news, baby. Give it to me. Give it to me.
Yeah, Feel Good news brought to my Town Appliance, and they're right on Frankston Town Road in Owings Mills for all your appliance needs. Every once in a while, social media does a good thing, right? TikTok video just saved a small family bakery from closing up shop. The bakery is called Sweet 220 in Metro Detroit. They've been struggling lately, but then a TikTok account named Chow Down Detroit paid a visit, gave some love to their amazing cupcakes. Overnight, business went crazy. Here's the owner, Hassan Maki, talking about the shop's big turnaround.
Today we made 2,000 cupcakes, so I'm not trying to be out today.
Blessed, happy, proud, humbled.
It was tough. We were dealing with high inflation. We were dealing with all our prices going up on all our products. He got a six-pack of cupcakes, and in his own words, he said, these might be the best cupcakes in Metro Detroit.
Yeah. And so that's a good feel-good news story there, where you save a bakery from going out of business and that family as well. Brought to you by Town Appliance for all your appliance needs.
Hi, Kim Klasick here. And if you've been thinking about upgrading your appliances, take my word for it. Town Appliance has everything you're looking for. Now's the perfect time to visit during their 47th anniversary shopping event. Their showroom is exciting and packed with top brands like GE, Cafe, and Monogram, plus 70 other brands to choose from. Mayer and Mayer are wonderful to work with and will keep you at or under budget with zero pressure. Just real help. Visit townappliance.com and look for the anniversary banner giveaway for a chance to win a free coffee machine. No purchase necessary.
All right, let's get back to your calls and comments. Wes in Baltimore. Good morning, Wes. Wes? Wes, good night. You want to talk about the paint care? I also wanted to know if there's a sales tax increase. No, that's going to be next year in the off election year when they hit us with a big sales tax increase. Could be 7%, could be 8%, but you know it's coming. We can feel it. So Trump derangement syndrome is all over the place, especially on the left, and the Democrats continue. This is a guy who was a former retired Marine, Seth Moulton, and he's not the only one. He's like the second Democrat veteran saying that we're losing this war.
Iran is gaining leverage over us as this war goes on. And I've been saying for over a week that Iran is winning the war. We've had a bunch of tactical successes taking out various military equipment. They've had a strategic win, closing the Strait of Hormuz, which the President of the United States is begging our biggest adversary in the world, China, to help him open up.
He's not begging China to do it. He's asking NATO to help out here. NATO so far has been have given us nothing, nothing. So he called them all out yesterday. Japan, Australia, Germany, England. He called them all out by name. And who knows if our troops are going to remain in those countries anytime soon. But we are not losing this war. Not just tactically, militarily we're winning it. Tactically, strategically. Yeah, the Strait of Hormuz is a little bit of a problem because that could choke point, could send... It just means higher gas prices, which is a political problem, but it's not a military one. It is not anywhere, way, shape, or form we're losing this. Again, you look at most of Iran's leadership has been completely killed or decimated. No Navy, no Air Force. A lot of their air defense systems have been taken out. Yeah, they still have a few missiles that could reach our friends and allies. But obviously they still have some shoulder-fired man pads and things of that nature, but slowly but surely we're eliminating that threat. And let's see what happens after 8 o'clock tonight. The next is some things aren't funny. And apparently being funny left Saturday Night Live a long time ago. This weekend, during their weekend update segment, Michael Che cracked a joke about, well, it appears to be about assassination.
President Trump attended the opening night of Chicago at the Kennedy Center, and I think that's cool that the president is going to the theater. I mean, what's the worst that could happen?
The president was almost assassinated once in Butler, Pennsylvania. And these idiots that write jokes at Saturday Night Live think it's funny that I don't care for Republicans or Democrats. There's nothing funny about assassination. And the morons that write for that show, that deliver those jokes, and the clapping, laughing seals are a bunch of perverse, sick freaks and should be treated as such. It's 8:50, 10 minutes now before the hour of 9 o'clock. Don't forget Best of Casey and Company, available each and every day at WCBM.com on our Rumble and Facebook pages. Brought to you by the law offices of Michael A. Friedman.
Johns Hopkins is seeking individuals age 60 and older who are experiencing mild memory issues to participate in a research study funded by the National Institute on Aging. The research aims to explore the connection between stress and memory. Participants will need to visit Johns Hopkins Bayview twice now with a follow-up visit in 2 years. You may receive up to $300 compensation for your time. If you're interested, please call 410-550-2036. That's 410-550-2036.
The Great Scale Model Train Show this weekend at the Timonium Fairgrounds, the biggest model train show in the Mid-Atlantic, with fun for the entire family, door prizes, acres of operating model train layouts, and special sale prices. Let's go to the train show.
If you own a business, you know how hard you work for every customer. At WCBM, we help local business owners get their message to the people who really count. Owners that are ready to act with radio, digital, and social media, WCBM can build a radio campaign that fits your business. Visit WCBM.com or call us at 410-586-6800 today to talk about growing your business.
Weekday afternoons on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Live news at the top and bottom of every hour. Live up-to-the-minute traffic reports. And accurate weather forecasts from the meteorologist at Fox 45. News, weather, traffic, Sean Hannity and Rob Carson. Weekday afternoons on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Another homicide on Easter Sunday, Federal Hill. I think it was at number 3 in the last 3 months. Baltimore police responding to a shooting in Federal Hill early Sunday morning found a man dead. Our growing concerns about late night activity and violence in that neighborhood. So you might imagine if you live there. I think the shooting before that was near an elementary school, if I'm not mistaken. So you'd think that we'd have a pretty good police presence or coverage in Federal Hill, as that has now become a hot spot of crime. But we'll see. You know, right now, it's, of course, according to the mayor, that didn't happen. It was, who knows. 410-922-6680 is our number. Coming up next, we're going to have the councilman, Mark Conway, introduce a bill to restore the inspector general's access to records, custodial records and the like, in this ongoing feud with the mayor's office. And we'll see what happens there as well. And by the way, it looks like the Democrats have had enough of sleazeball Eric Swalwell. You know, he's running for governor out in California. Well, apparently, many women are now preparing to come forward to accuse him of sexual harassment, sexual assault, and other ugly, very gross things. So apparently they've decided that's enough of Eric Swalwell. The Democrats are taking them out. This isn't Republicans. This is Democrats who are going to take their own out. They want to clear the deck for somebody else, I'm sure. All right, 8:53, traffic weather on the threes. Now with the update, here's the king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
It looks like the medic call may have cleared now from the VW Parkway. It was northbound between 198 and 197, so that's improving. The road closure, southern Anne Arundel County, still there. Route 2, Solomon's Island Road is closed at Harwood Road. Pretty bad wreck there in the last 45 minutes or so, and that investigation and that road closure apparently is still underway. We're still in the neighborhood of about 10, maybe 15-minute delays southbound at both the Harbor Tunnels. Nothing major in or around the Beltway. JFX looks good. There was a wreck downtown in the last 15 minutes. Be careful there at Dr. King at Druid Hill Avenue. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast, sunny, breezy, low 50s today. Tomorrow, things warm up by the end of the week. Right now, 49 in the city, 47 in Parkville. Kim Klesic live coming up next right after 9 o'clock news. I saw you and Olivia were at the Easter egg roll over the weekend. Monday.
Just yesterday. We got last-minute tickets. Armstrong Williams, he texts me. He goes, Kim, I do have tickets for 4 o'clock. Where's your little girl? And I was like, we're ready.
All right.
Sent her right over. So I hopped out of here and obviously went to go get her, and then we headed down there. But it was a really great event. We were the last group to go. You know how they do it like in groups throughout the day. So we didn't get to see Trump or Melania.
Okay.
So she was a little sad about that, but we had a great time. It was a great event.
Oh, good. Did she actually do the roll?
Oh, she did the roll. I'll post all those videos. She did every.
Did you do any egg rolling
every
yourself?
Every table. Me? Myself?
Yeah, yeah.
No.
Just for the kids.
No, yeah, it's just for the kids. But I will post more videos from it. But it was a great event. Of course, lots to talk about today. Is this the big deadline today, 8 p.m. Mm-hmm. Eastern? You think it's going to happen, Sean?
I do. I saw the counterproposal by Iran when they put number 6, no restrictions on their nuclear program. That's it.
Yeah.
Unless there's unconditional surrender, he's going to obviously make him a lot of pain.
Now, I did have a question, because I know Iranian leaders are asking for volunteers to surround some of these infrastructures. Do you think that's going to happen? Because I don't.
Not willingly.
I think it would be at gunpoint.
Yeah.
They were there.
It would be at gunpoint.
Yeah. So I do worry about that, if that's going to happen. But, like many people say, it's war. War is hell.
Yeah, look, we don't target civilians.
No, we don't.
We will. And this idea that this is a war crime, as I said earlier, Bush 41 did it, LBJ did it in previous wars where they went after civilian infrastructure, power plants specifically.
Right.
Because I obviously need power to make weapons of war, and it's all been, that is not a war crime. Now, targeting civilians is indeed a war crime.
Yeah. All right, well, we'll be watching that. But anyways, lots of local stories also to talk about. I saw where Governor Wes Moore was running from questions from Gary Collins. We'll talk about that. And then also at 11 o'clock, we'll be joined by Dr. Awoibe. Now, he is a Democrat running for city council in D.C. The interesting part is he has this big, elaborate plan for juveniles, and he's going to come on the show.
Okay.
And we're going to debate it at 11. I'm excited.
All right. Very good. Can't wait for that.
Thanks,
all right,
Sean.
Kim Klasick live coming up next right after the 9 o'clock news. City Councilman Mark Conway, he's introduced a bill that would restore Isabel Cummings, her access to be a co-custodian of city records.
If we want our city to thrive and succeed, we do need to hold folks accountable when there is fraud or abuse or waste.
This charter amendment would let the OIG keep doing the job it has been doing.
Yeah, and a charter amendment, the voters have to vote on it, and I think the voters will probably, because they always do, vote for most charter amendments. If it gets on the charter, they usually get a positive vote. But Cumming makes the point that several administrations, previous mayors, haven't had an issue. It's just this current occupant.
We have had 3 different mayors, 4 different council presidents, 4 different solicitors. During all those changes, the office has performed the same work with the same access, serving as a constant for this city.
So what is this mayor trying to hide? Why all of a sudden, through multiple mayors, multiple solicitors, there's never been a problem until this mayor in this latest term is having a problem. The Cumming just wants to be a co-custodian of the records. She's not going to be releasing them to the public. She just needs it for her investigations.
We have been functioning as a co-custodian of the records since I started in January of 2018. And that's almost 5,000 hotline complaints and over 200 investigations ago. This amendment will allow the Office of the Inspector General to do its job.
Yeah. And what do you think the reaction is from the City Council and City Council President? Let's find out.
And I'm urging the citizens to please support this bill. Reach out to your council people.
Cannot legislate custodianship through a charter amendment. I support the good work of the Inspector General. What I cannot do is support a bill that I don't know whether it's legal or not, and the opinions of at least the attorneys that I've spoken to seem to indicate that it's not, that it would have to be done at the state level.
All right, well, then I would probably get a legal opinion and do that as quickly as possible so that you could, calm Zeke Cohen's fears that it may not be legal. Okay. Just amazing. Never mind what Mayor Scott is doing with safe streets. May not be legal, but that doesn't seem to bother him too much. All right, stay tuned. Kim is coming up next. Don't forget Rob Carson at 8 noon to 3. Drive Home with Sean Hannity. Back tomorrow morning at 6 a.m. on CBM. And until then, God bless our troops and God bless America.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680.